¡Nuevo!
On the air, the Quebec's game against Kingwood Park is made possible by A. Freedom Bail Bonds, Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B and Brenham, John Breeden with State Farm, BBR Material, Performance Health and Wellness, TNA Services, Bluebell Creamery, Seidel Schrader, Brenham Collision Center, Hyundai of Brenham, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Washington Animal Clinic, Leroy Schrader Contracting, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Lynn College, Tegler Toyota, Wellman Insurance Agency, Computer Helpers, J&A Roofing, Nathan's Barbecue, Tilleman General Contracting, Apple Ford, Trailmaster Clearing and Mulching, Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, Bilski Water Well Services, Brenham National Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Cattleman Supply, Collier Construction, Conjura Tile, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, Dominant Associates, J&J Packing, Wingstop, Sendero Arbor Cares, Citizen State Bank, and Hody Real Estate. We'll be right back with our hosts Doug Brown and Michael Groves and the pregame right after this word from our sponsors.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Cattleman Supply is your headquarters for Nutrina feed, seeds, fertilizers, and weed killer. Whether you want bulk or liquid fertilizer or a liquid fertilizer with weed killer combination, Cattleman Supply can equip you to get the job done in a simple once-over application. Cattlemen and farmers in the Washington County area rely on Cattleman Supply, Highway 105 in Brenham. The Schwartz family at Cattleman Supply on Highway 105 takes this opportunity to salute the Brenham High School Cubettes softball team and their coaches and wishes them good luck in the playoffs.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Well, head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Cubettes on a winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Sci Falls High School. I'm Doug Brown, along with Michael Groves here, bringing you the call of the action tonight for the Brenham Cubettes as it's playoff softball game number two with Brenham in the Kingwood Park Panthers. And last night, had to sit through a long rain and lightning delay, but the Cubettes managed to come out and pull out game number one, 7-6. And now, Michael, they're going for the sweep here tonight.
Yeah, it's a beautiful night. Hopefully no rain tonight, Doug.
Yeah.
exciting game yesterday. You and I weren't here, but we got to listen to it. A lot of walks last night on both sides.
Yeah, they certainly were, and that'll be something that I'm sure both of the respective head coaches will be keeping their eyes on here tonight as the Brenham Cubettes, they're dressed out in their, both teams have got their black uniforms on tonight. Cubettes with green letters and white trim, and And then over there for Kingwood Park, they got a little purple and white mixed in there. And this one, of course, 5 district round playoffs. Now, if the Cubettes win, series is over. But if Kingwood Park wins, then we get to come back here tomorrow morning and do it all over again at 10 o'clock. And that would be a 9:30 pregame here on KWHI. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that and get a little more into breaking down the game. But first, let's send you back to the studios. And let's hear 2 minutes from our Brenham Cubette playoff sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Are you looking to buy or wanting to sell? Well, Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond with office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit them online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listing and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes the Cubs and Cubettes good luck during the playoffs.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And back we go here. Doug Brown and Michael Groves with you here from Sci Falls High School. And getting ready for this matchup between the Brenham Cubettes and the Kingwood Park Panthers. And, of course, one of the big stories coming out of last night's game, Kylie Baker got the start for the Cubettes. And then from what Coach Roberts told Javi and Tommy on the post game, is that Kylie had been under the weather this week, which explains the slow, getting off to the slow start there. But credit to Leighton Davis, our freshman pitcher there, coming in and being able to shut out the Panthers the rest of the ball game.
Yeah.
And allow the offense to get back into it.
Yeah, Doug, she pitched 2 1/3, didn't give up any hits, struck out 3. It was really a tough place to come into the game. As you said, the Cubettes rode her the rest of the way for the victory.
Yeah, and also promise for the future, hopefully a good promise for the future to come in, not only just a regular game, but to come in to a playoff game and be able to do that.
It is. And you always hear the people say, hey, freshmen, when it gets to the playoffs, are no longer freshmen because they have a whole season. But I don't care who you are. You're coming in, first playoff game, a tight game, an opportunity to win, coming in as the lower seed in this game. What a huge, huge opportunity it was last night for Leighton Davis, and she took advantage of it.
Yeah, and now tonight Coach Roberts going with the senior Heidi Busker, and Heidi is such an interesting story because she had recovering from rotator cuff surgery. There was a thought they didn't know if she was going to even pitch this season, and then she's come on through. They said I know Coach was telling me, she said, she just really worked hard and worked hard all the way back and got a couple of appearances before the end of the season. And both of them were at Alumni Field. Had a one-inning outing and then a two-inning outing. But looked pretty good in both of those. And looking forward to seeing what she can do here tonight.
Yeah, we know she's a competitor. As you said, it's such a compelling story, the way she came back this year. You know, she doesn't have many stats. She's 0-0 on the year. But when she has got in there, it's a nice CRA, 2.33, seven strikeouts, only one walk, which was what we saw last night. If we get in here and control the strike zone, you know, the Cubettes can hit. You know, Avery Maurer had her seventh home run last night, continues her torrid pace. So love to see Heidi Busker come in tonight and shut down Kingwood Park.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch. And we're going to take another break, and we've got more to come here as we continue with our pregame show. Back after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park Street in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Conjura Tile congratulate the Cubettes softball team on a great season and wish them luck during the playoff tournaments. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for making this experience possible for the young people of Brenham High School. Go Cubettes, all the way to state!
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
Good luck to the Brenham Cubettes softball team in playoffs.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The Nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
Citizens State Bank would like to wish all the Brenham Cub and Cubette players well in the playoffs. We love supporting sports in our community. That's why CSB is proud to be a sponsor of Washington County baseball and softball. At CSB, we value our customers and make it a priority to remain community invested. Because our hometown is your hometown. Citizens State Bank, local people, making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, as we come back here and we continue along with the pregame show, and the Brenham Cubettes getting set to take on the Kingwood Park Panthers. Now, Cubettes coming in this one. They ended up being the fourth-place team out of District 17 5A with a 6-6 record. And with last night's win, they're now 16-11 overall. And the Panthers, they were the second-place team. They finished their district with a 10-2 record, and they are 17-8 overall. And this is also, too, the first time where we were doing the Division One, Division Two for softball. They've started doing that this year, kind of similar to what we had in football.
Yeah, I think it's good news, bad news for teams in Region Three. Good news is, you know, it's Division One, Division Two. The bad news is you've got Barbers Hill and and possibly Lake Creek in the Division Two. But, you know, as a small school, Doug, I think we like that.
Yeah.
I think that's good for the Cub and Cubettes, because you know when you've got 1,400 kids in your high school and you're playing against schools that have 2,200 kids, that's a wide gap.
That's a big difference.
That's a much, you know, we know we're gritty, we know we play hard, but I like the Division One, Division Two. I think it plays in our favor.
Yeah, I know this past season for football, a great year. And also for basketball, too, our guys got not only winning district, but getting a chance to go a couple rounds deep in the playoffs. And baseball and softball both back in the playoffs.
Yeah, we'd love to see it. We'd love to see a deep run here. Of course, the Cubettes are no strangers to that. Multiple state championships for Cubette softball. Coach Katie Roberts is in her eighth season. She has a record of 142-99. We know she's a winner. You know, back in 2023, went 27-14. Longest or the deepest run was in 2022, 25-11, reaching the regional quarters. So let's take care of business tonight. As you just said, if Heidi Busker comes in and pitches well tonight, we've got the freshman Leighton Davis. You know, if you can get in there, you know, let's be honest, high school softball is about pitching.
Exactly.
If you can go into these long series and you got some depth in pitching, somebody can have an off night, and we have no problem bringing in Heidi Baker, Leighton Davis, and now Heidi Busker. So yeah. I think we get through this, Doug. It could be an exciting run for the Cubettes.
Absolutely. And we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at tonight's starting lineups. But first, let's send you back to the studios and hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
You need a new roof, but you don't know who to trust, right? Well, there's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 30 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs, and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs softball playoff season.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Hi, I'm Alexandra with TNA Pest Control Services. We are locally owned and operated in Brenham. We will provide you with our brand name products and give you the best quality service we have to offer. Give us a call today for a free quote and let us help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At TNA Services, our number is 979-203-7632. Or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailmastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
All right, back we come. We got the plate meeting with the coaches, and we're just about set to get this one underway. And in the meantime, it's time now for our starting lineups. And the starting lineups are brought to you by TNA Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you. Call for a free quote. And for the visiting Cubettes, it'll be Avery Maurer leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second, the left fielder, Sarah Mabee. Batting third, third baseman, Mackenzie Tiemann. Batting fourth will be the center fielder, Kenley Ann Koviak. Batting fifth, designated player, Kylie Baker. And she's hitting for the pitcher, Heidi Busker. Batting sixth, right fielder, Alden Jacks. Batting seventh, first baseman, Harper Castillo. Batting eighth, catcher, Stella Landry. And batting ninth will be the second baseman, Leighton Davis. And now for Kingwood Park, their starting lineup. It'll be Ava Kleinfelder leading things off, playing center field. Batting second will be the left fielder, Addison Gomez. Batting third, third baseman, Abby Papadimitriou. Batting fourth, first baseman, Allie Minnick. Batting fifth will be the shortstop, Kylie Brown. Batting sixth, second baseman, Sam Barnes. Batting seventh will be the right fielder, Haley Petrosino. Batting eighth, designated player, Hadley Heineman. And batting ninth, the catcher, Lexi Barbanton. And the pitcher is Haley Sales. And that is the starting lineup. And we'll take another break and be back with more of the pregame after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Sendero Arbor Care would like to extend their heartfelt congratulations to the Brenham Cubette softball team and the coaches for making it to the playoffs. At Sendero Arbor Care, they specialize in providing professional tree care services to keep trees on both residential and commercial properties healthy. If you need expert tree care at your home or business, call 979-836-4517. They're dedicated to serving the community with hard work and integrity, ensuring that your trees and property are in excellent hands. Call Sendero Arbor Care today for the health of your trees and property. Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Brenham youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Brenham Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Cubettes on a great softball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Cubettes in their quest for state.
We welcome you back here, and they're doing the official announcements here, so let's take those in.
First, the Brenham Cubettes, with your reserves, number one, Allie Tiemann, number three, Jason Major, number six, Tyler Garcia, number eight, Sloan Tucker, number 10, Liliana Gonzalez, number 17, Isabella Hyatt, number 19, Braylon Stray, and number 21, McKenna Marsters. Now, for your starting lineup, batting first, number 4, Avery Maurer at shortstop. Batting second, number 14, Sarah Mady, left field. Batting third, number 9, Mackenzie Tiemann, playing third base. Batting fourth, number 11, Kinley Antowski, playing left field. Batting fifth, number 18, Kylie Baker, with a double-headed hitter. Batting sixth, number 5, Eight Alden Jets playing right field. Batting seventh, number 2, Harper Castillo playing first base. Batting eighth, number 16, Stella Landry at catcher. Batting ninth, number 7, Layton Davis playing second base. And in the flex spot, number 12, starting pitcher, Heidi Buster. Starting off with reserves for your Kingwood Park Panthers. Number 9, McKinley. Number 14, Jay Rodriguez. And Kay Summers. For your starting lineup, batting first, number 3, Amy Kleinfelter from center field. Batting second, number 21, A. Gomez, playing left field. Batting third, number 16, A. Papadimitriou, playing third base. Batting fourth, number 8, A. Bennett, playing first base. Batting fifth, number 22, K. Brown, playing shortstop. Batting sixth, number 12, S. Barnes, playing second base. Batting seventh, number 19, H. Petrosino, playing right field. Batting eighth, number 15, H. Heinemann, as the designated hitter. starting pitcher, H. Daly. Now, if everybody could please stand for the playing of the national anthem.
And that is the starting lineups and the national anthem. We'll be back with the first pitch after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
From the Whataburger inbox to your speaker, Kayla writes, I'm dead because of no mushroom Swiss. We checked it out and Kayla, though a bit dramatic, is totally fine. And that's great because the mushroom Swiss burger is totally back. Just like Kayla loved, loves, with grilled mushrooms, melty cheese, and creamy au jus sauce. Kayla, don't mess with us like that. The skull emoji is not for playing around. The Mushroom Swiss Burger is back for a limited time. What a burger!
Wayne, Clarence, and the staff of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubbets softball team in the playoffs. They're cheering them on into another successful season. They wish our Cubbets a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, they make it personal.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band to speech and debate. The bottom line, if you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the UIL.
So now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for your life insurance and financial security for your family.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Stepping up to the plate. And she's got a 1-2 count on her. Haley Seals out in the circle for Kingwood Park. Be Maurer followed by Mabee and then Keenan. And Maurer swings and drives that one into left field for a base hit. And she gets the comeback started off on a good note.
Good piece of hitting by Maurer there. Hit it right between the shortstop and the third baseman. Line drive, took one skip into the outfield, and she's on first base.
And that'll bring up Sarah Mabee now.
Beautiful night for softball, Doug. 82 degrees, wind 6 mph, blowing towards right field, gust to 11. Just a beautiful facility here, all synthetic turf. Brown infield and green striped outfield. Really a pretty ballpark.
Certainly is. As Mabee swings and misses 0-1.
A little bit of a changeup. She got over top of that one. She had it timed well, Doug, just a little bit over top of it.
Yep. Mabee one of six seniors on the team this year.
The first
And Fitzgerald taken outside for a ball. And it's 1-1.
And that was last night. Seals pitched last night for Kingwood Park. Most of her walks seem to be outside the strike zone. She is keeping the ball down on these first two batters, and these are two dangerous hitters for the Cubettes.
And the pitch to Navy. Bounced up there, ball, Maurer going, throw down the second, and throw gets away from the shortstop, and it'll be a stolen base for Avery Maurer.
Ball skipped a little bit to the catcher, but she fielded it cleanly. Just not a real strong throw down to second base.
And that'll make Maurer now 15 out of 16 in steals this year. And the 2-1 pitch back up the middle. Shortstop over, fires to first, and gets the out.
She did a nice job looking back, Avery. That was probably hit on the shortstop side, just about 10 feet from the bag. Avery was just stuck there, had to stay on the bag. Nice hard throw to first to get maybe.
And that'll bring up Mackenzie Tiemann now, junior third baseman.
Batting right around 300 for the Cubettes. Good junior year for her.
And squares away to Bunt, pulls the bat back, and Maurer going. And the throw gets lost out in the left field, and now Maurer takes off for home. And she's going to be stuck with the first run of the ball game.
Nice piece of base running by Avery Maurer there. The pitch was high and outside. There is a conversation here at home plate, but the pitch was high and outside. Avery went to steal third. The third baseman came in for the bunt, so there was nobody at third.
Yeah.
Catcher threw it over the shortstop's head into left field. But we do have a conversation here between the umpires.
Yeah. I don't see that one getting overturned, though.
What do you think they're talking about?
Not really sure.
I mean, there's a chance they think she left early at second. There was no interference at home plate. I really can't think of what this could be. Maybe they're just deciding where to eat dinner after the game. It's like we went to Applebee's last night. She's
and
safe.
And so Avery Maurer just scored the first run of the ball game. First run of the ball game is sponsored by Texas Farm Credit. Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And pitch taken for a ball, 2-0 to Mackenzie Tiemann.
Pitch was low and outside.
Cubs striking first with a 1-0 lead. And that one is a strike call, and it's 2-1. And that one is going to be over to the second baseman. And tried to catch it, but picked it and threw to first and got the out.
Yeah, it was a fairly hard hit ball right at the second baseman's feet. She did not field it in the air, but had plenty of time on a hard hit ball to throw out Mackenzie.
And that'll bring up Kinley and Kowiak.
Batting
number 11, Kinley and Kowiak. And Kowiak, another one of the seniors on the team this year. And she hits this one back up the middle and gets through into center field for a base hit.
A lot of hard hit balls here in the first inning, Doug. That's good to see. Their time and Seals real well. That was a shot right back up the middle. Seals did a little ole on it, but it was right underneath her glove. Would have been a great play if she could have fielded that. That was a hard hit ball right back the middle.
Yeah, not a whole lot of reaction time on that. And now Kylie Baker, the batter. In the role of designated player tonight after getting the start last night. Takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1.
The umpire and I are going to have to agree to disagree on that one, Doug. That is an awfully high strike.
Yeah. And that one Pyatt and runner going. And Kobiak's in there safely with a stolen base. And one thing about Coach Roberts over the years, we know she likes to run.
You know, in scouting Kingwood Park, I'm sure she felt they can run on this catcher, and certainly it looks like they're going to.
Third stolen base of the inning, and puts Ankoiak in a scoring position.
It's her 13th stolen base on the season.
Pitch to Baker, tried to check the swing. Umpire says she went around, and that'll make it 1-2.
That was a good pitch by Seals.
And swing and a miss, and Baker down on strikes to retire the side. But in the inning, there was one run on two hits, one error, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Cubs lead it 1-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsor. Oh, excuse me, 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Citizens State Bank would like to wish all the Brenham Cub and Cubat players well in the playoffs. We love supporting sports in our community. That's why CSB is proud to be a sponsor of Washington County baseball and softball. At CSB, we value our customers and make it a priority to remain community invested. Because our hometown is your hometown. Citizen State Bank, local people, making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You've always dreamed of building a Bartominium on your farm or ranch. Well, now's the time to call DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Need a new barn or horse arena? DDM Custom Metal Buildings can help. From storage buildings and workshops to homes and office buildings, DDM has been fabricating metal building components for more than a quarter century. Their staff has the experience to walk you through the entire process, from design to construction. Stop dreaming and start building today by talking with the folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Or visit ddmbuildings.com.
At Leroy Schrader Contractor, we can provide everything you will need to make your outdoors the perfect space for barbecues, cool nights, and poolside fun. We carry all-natural patio stone, building stone, moss rock, and river rock to update or newly build your patios, walkways, pools, or house. At Leroy Schrader, you can find landscaping, flower bed, and gardening materials. We also offer road bases to fix your existing road or build a new one. To schedule your delivery, visit our website at stoneinbrenham.com. Leroy Schrader Contractor proudly supports the Cubs and Cubettes and wish them the best of luck at playoffs. Go Brenham!
All right, we're back. Heidi Busker in the circle for the Cubettes, pitching to Ava Kleinfelter. And next pitch, that one slapped foul down the left field line. That'll make it one ball and two strikes.
Heidi looks good, you know, just three pitches, Doug. First one was a strike that moved outside to in on this left-handed batter, Kleinfelder, for Kingwood Park. Second one was high, Kleinfelder laid off, and the third one she slapped foul.
And this one is over to center field, and that is going to drop. That's going to scoot all the way to the fence. And Kleinfelder is going to end up at second base with a stand-up double.
That ball certainly carried more than looked like off her bat. Hit it right in the gap between left and center. What, as you said, Doug, went all the way to the wall. So we have a runner on second for Kingwood Park. Nobody out.
And that'll bring in Madison Gomez, the left fielder.
Now batting number 21, A. Gomez.
Kenny Roberts brings in the third baseman.
And Pitsy is taken for a ball. Oh, no, he called a strike there. A little delay call. But 0-1.
At least he's consistent on that pitch, Doug.
That's the main thing. Coming up with a 1-0 lead here, bottom of the first. And that one down low for a ball. 1-1.
Change up by Buster. Didn't quite make it to home plate.
Fans still filing in here at the ballpark. And that one just missing a ball, and it's 2-1.
She certainly looks early on here, Doug, like she has some speed on that fastball, that rise ball.
That one is taking more strikeouts, 2-2.
And we're going to have to pay attention to that delayed call by that umpire, Doug.
Yeah.
That is.
And that one fouled away, and then we'll head over down past the stands, over into the bullpen area.
Heidi had Gomez befuddled on that one, took some speed off of that, and she started her swing and then had to stop it and just slapped it foul.
2-2 count. Oscar checking the signs and brings the next pitch. And that's taken for a ball. 3-2 now, full count.
That had to be close, Doug.
Very close.
Tough one to lay off of. Good pitch by Heidi.
And 3-2. And that one grounded to first. Castillo steps on the bag for one. Throws across, but not in time to get Kleinfelder. She slides in safely to third.
Nice play by Castillo down at first base. A hard hit ball right at the bag. She got down on 1B, fielded it cleanly, and had a chance to get Kleinfelder at third. Nice throw over to Avery Maurer, but she slid in safely.
Now they'll bring up Abby Papadimitriou.
That's fun to say, Doug.
Yeah. try saying that three times fast.
Papadimitriou.
Yeah, first pitcher is up high, a ball. And down low ball. And it's 2-0.
Another pitch by Heidi that skipped almost at the edge of the batter's box on that pitch.
And that one taken outside for a ball. And it's 3-0 now. In danger of walking the third baseman. That one back up the middle, base hit, and that's going to tie the game. RBI single for Papadimitriou. Kleinfelder scores, and that will make it 1-1.
It was a hard hit ground ball. Got right between second baseman and the bag.
And now Allie Mendick, the batter. And a pie for a ball. And that one foul up the third base side. Bottom of the first, all tied up at one apiece with the Comets at Kingwood Park. Kingwood Park still batting. And it's just missing a ball. And so a 2-1 count.
Definitely a ball, but a good pitch by Heidi. She had her looking like Finnick wanted to swing on that, but she managed to hold off.
And this one sent out to center. Backtracking and making the catch for the Cubs is Ann Kohiak for out number two. And that'll bring up Kylie Brown.
Ball hit high in the air, and Kohiak had plenty of time to get underneath that, made a nice catch.
Now batting number 22, Kay Brown.
And And that one's going to be hit in the air. Backtracking goes Maurer. Oh, and nobody called. Maurer and Koliak and Davis all going back for it. Nobody called and ends up dropping in. I think it hit off. They get hit off of Maurer's glove and dropped in.
Yeah, I think that actually, and Koliak called her off at the last minute, and I think it hit off of her glove. A little snow cone there. Runner only got the third. No run scored on that. So we still have a chance to get out of this, but definitely an error on the Cubettes on that play.
Yeah, now we just hope it doesn't cost us. I'll bring up Sam Barnes, the second baseman for the Panthers. Still just get out of this. Just get one more out here. And outside for a ball. And it's 1-0. And that one foul up the third base side, teaming over. And that'll make it 1-1.
Just barely found the Kenji team infielded that in front of the bag, just in foul territory. Certainly would have been, she caught that early enough to get the runner first.
That one sent out to left field, maybe over. It makes the grab to retire the side. So in the inning for the Cubettes, for Keeneland, they do come up with one run on two hits. There was one error and two left on. We go to the second inning, all tied up, one apiece. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Hyundai of Brenham boasts an extensive inventory designed to cater to a diverse range of driving preferences and needs, from sleek, fuel-efficient sedans to spacious SUVs. Their selection is equipped to please. They're conveniently located, making it easy for you to stop by and discover your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubettes and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They believe in fostering community spirit and supporting local teams. Visit them at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham and see why they're the preferred choice for drivers.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Thielemann Construction and Stegen Thielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Thielemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Thielemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
Are you looking to buy or wanting to sell? Well, Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond with office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit them online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listing and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes the Cubs and Cubettes good luck during the playoffs.
Come back here, Alden Jacks to lead off the top of the second inning. Brenham and Kingwood Park tied at one apiece. And the first pitcher is down low, a ball. It's time now for our game time weather update brought to you by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition fees, Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. And we'll get to you after the next pitch. And that's a ball 2-0. And we're looking at, right now, 81 degrees outside under mostly sunny skies. And sunset schedule for this evening at 7:55. And currently we got not a whole lot of wind out there. And here's a strike call. And overnight tonight, looking to get down to 68 degrees. And tomorrow we're going to climb back up to 86 degrees under partly cloudy skies. And that's your game time weather update. Brought to you by Blinn College. And the 2-1 pitch to Jax. And that is a strike call, 2-2.
That's a high strike down the middle. Talk a little bit, Doug, about that catch that Sari Mabee made to end the first inning. She took one step back on a line drive and then ran in. A beautiful play by Sari Mabee.
And Jax fouls that one away. And Jax, at a rarity last night, drawing two bases loaded walks in the same game, which is something you don't see too often.
No, you don't.
And this one back up early, and she's going to get a base hit off of that. And so the freshman right fielder gets the Cubettes a base runner, and that brings up Harper Castillo.
Nice piece of hitting by Alden Jacks. Went with the pitch on the outside, drove it in the hole between second base and the second baseman.
Number two, Harper Castillo.
That'll bring up Harper Castillo. One of the three freshmen in the lineup, Jackson Davis being the other two. And Castillo swings and misses at the first pitch. And Jax is in there with a stolen base.
That's her 15th stolen base of the year, 15 out of 16 on the year. I think we knew she was going on that.
Yeah.
You know, she has two triples this year. She has 14 stolen bases. She's got some wheels on her, Doug.
Most definitely. Oh, and by the way, don't want to forget to mention, for the folks tuning in for the Brenham Cub broadcast against Rudder, and hold on, ground ball to shortstop fell down.
What a great piece of running by Alden Jacks.
And might have got a case of the turf monster there as they're coming out to check on the shortstop. That is Kylie Brown. What I was going to say, though, the Cubhead game tonight has been moved back. Originally, the Brenham Cub game has been moved back. They were originally scheduled to play at 7 o'clock tonight. They're now playing at 8 o'clock tonight. And 7:35 pregame with Javi and Tommy. They'll have that for you they're going to start on the Sports Alternate feed on our KWHI.com website. And then once once our broadcast is through here tonight, then they'll be on the then they'll switch over to put them on the radio here. But meanwhile, that is the game plan here for the rest of this evening. And time is called so they can check on Brown. And looks like she's okay.
We do have another conference on the umpires. The head coach for Kingwood Park going out to check on her injured player, said something to the. So, and my guess is they're going to be talking about interference on Alden Jacks.
Yeah, just,
she did a great, you know, she was not that hard of a hit ball to the shortstop. She held up a little bit and then took off right as the ball passed her. They said there is no interference. But I also believe that it caused the shortstop to lose the ball for just a second.
Yeah.
And she didn't field it cleanly and leaves us with runners on first and third.
The runners in the corners. And Stella Landry, the senior, coming up.
I gave Castillo a single on that. I'm not sure that ball was hit hard enough for them to catch Harper at first.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing. I gave a single as well. And squares away to bunt, and looked like the squeeze was on, but Landry couldn't quite catch up to it.
Yeah, that pitch was high and tailing away from her. That's a tough pitch to bunt.
So no balls, no strike.
They did keep Harper Castillo on first for that. I would have thought they would have sent her there, Doug.
Yeah, because they were instead looking at Jacks at third all the way. And strike called, and Castillo's going to take second base uncontested. So that puts two runners in scoring position now with nobody out.
We need Stella to get bat on ball here, Doug.
One ball, one strike, says the home plate umpire. And next pitch. That's a strike call, makes it 1-2.
That pitch was right down Broadway, waist high, a little bit on the outside corner, but certainly a pitch that Stella could have been aggressive with.
And the 1-2, and that one's fisted out towards center. That's going to be caught, and Jack's tagged, but then she's going to stay. Great throw by the center fielder to keep her at third base.
I thought when she hit it, Doug, that had a chance to fall behind second base and in front of the center fielder, but it sailed out into the center fielder. She said she threw a rocket from center field, even with all the speed at third with Alden Jacks. Coach Roberts held her up.
It's now Layden Davis the batter here. And Pittsburgh is taking for a ball. It's 1-0.
You said, Doug, we have three freshmen.
Yep.
All at bat this inning. Two on base, one
at bat. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. And pitcher is a strike called. 1-1. And you got Jacks at third, Castillo at second, and Davis at the plate now. And that one up high, 2-1.
Score remains 1-1 here in the top of the second. Two Cubettes on in scoring position for Leighton Davis.
And she sends this one a high pop up. Center fielder over and catch runner tags again. She's going to have to hold. Not deep enough to get her home.
Yeah, that one was even shallower than the previous one, so she didn't send her on the first one, but certainly weren't sending her on the second one.
And now they'll bring up Avery Maurer.
Avery Maurer.
That's a Maurer stepping up the plate here.
Big opportunity here for Avery to get the Cubs at the lead here. She certainly is the straw that stirs the drink for the Cubettes.
The pitch to her, foul away. Now we're in her senior season next year, going to play for the Sam Houston State Bearcats.
She's got some impressive lineage, too. There's a whole lot of ball players in that family.
Yep. And that one bounced up their ball.
You know, they threw a strike. Seals threw it down the middle in the first one. That one came up short. I'm not sure what first base opened. I know Sarah Mabee's no slouch, but Avery can hurt you in a hurry.
Yeah, they are going to just put her on.
I might be psychic, Doug.
Yeah, it's a lot. That'll load the bases now for Sarah Mabee.
Sarah hit it hard to the shortstop in the first at bat. Big opportunity for her here, Doug.
Yep, bases loaded, two down. Yeah, that one gets away, runner coming home. Jacks on the wild pitch coming home, and that'll make it 2-1 Cubettes.
Alden Jacks got a nice jump, but that is a shallow behind home plate. Catcher made a valiant dive, but Alden Jacks was able to slide around her tack and score the second run for the Cubettes. The other runners move up, so runners on second and third still in scoring position for Sarah Mabee.
And the pitch to Mabee. Taking for a strike, and it's 1-1.
Good pitch by Seals there. I think it's smart for Sarah to lay off of that one. That would have been hard to drive.
And that one gets away, and now coming home is Castillo. That'll make it 3-1, Cubettes.
That moved Maurer over to third.
Go, And the 2-1 that may be a pie ball three. And maybe next year she's going to Angelina College, going to play for former Brenham Cubette Brett Coring.
She's done a great job there, hasn't she?
She certainly has. And that one, a little dribbler out in front of the plate. Throw to first, and...
First base umpire is calling it foul.
He's calling it, okay.
Catcher made a nice play jumping out on that to throw out Sarah Mabee, but now we have another conversation. We may need to start. I think this is our third in an inning and a half.
Yes. And coach for Kingwood Park, she's not happy with that call. And so maybe he'll get another shot at it.
Yeah, that call went against Kingwood Park last night. Against the Kingwood Park batter. So I'm sure she's just reminding them of last night. I don't know if this is the same crew or not.
And that one, foul ball. That was close. That one rode the line all the way down third and just went foul at the last second.
Yeah, it did. It certainly went over the bag. I looked and popped the foul, but, boy, that was going into the corner in a hurry, too, Doug.
Yep.
We got a full count here to Sarah Mabee. Two outs. Maurer on third.
And maybe ground ball to short. Round up with a throw to first. And that will retire the side. So in the inning, the Cubettes do get two runs on two hits. There were no errors and one left on. And we head to the bottom of the second inning. Brenham leading it 3-1. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Need to open a checking or savings account but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Apple Ford would like to give a huge shout out to the Girls of the Diamond, the Brenham Cubettes softball team, one of Texas's best high school softball programs. You can stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that'll knock your expectations out of the park. Go in today or shop online 24/7 at appleford.com. Apple Ford on Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
And back we go in Petrosino. Ground ball short. Maurer picks it, fires to first, and that's quickly out number one as we're in the bottom of the second inning. Now that's with a 3-1 lead over Kingwood Park. Here's game number two. And Hadley Hydem in the batter. She's the designated player batting for the pitcher, Haley Seals.
Kingwood Park coach still had something to say. If the umpire's on her way to the third base box. She's still not over that.
Nope. And 1-0 pitch is a strike call. It's 1-1.
Caught the outside corner against this left-handed batter. It took him a long time to call that, Doug.
Yeah.
I'm up when we didn't see that arm right away. I'm like, what is he thinking on that pitch? It was gorgeous.
And he is taking for a ball. It's 2-1.
Three, Heidi with a riser fastball there out of the zone.
Yeah, swing and a miss. That'll make it 2-2.
That was that first pitch set up that swinging strike. That one was just a little further outside. Got her chasing. Took the count to 2-2.
And that one over short. Past the diving now, and that's going to get into center field for a base hit.
Mary moving to her left had to dive for that ball. Even if she fields it cleanly, dog, she's got to get up and throw. That's a base hit in softball all day long.
And now it'll bring up Lexi Barbotten. And Puska ready, next pitch. That one sent out to left field, and maybe is there for the catch. And that's two away.
That ball was driven deep to left field. Maybe made a nice play on the ball, made that catch look easy.
Yeah, it looked really good when it hit for Kingman Park when it left the bat, but held up long enough for him, and maybe just had to take a couple of steps and make that catch. Now back to the top of the order with Ava Kleinfelter.
Now batting number 3, Ava Kleinfelter.
First at bat, she had that double into the left center gap.
And pitches inside. And it's 1-0.
Bella Landry getting the call.
And Jeff missing inside, and it's 2-0. One on, two outs here in the bottom of the second.
Right now, Doug, they haven't given Kleinfelter or anything over the plate to drive.
And that one outside for a ball. And it's 3-0. Is taken for ball 4. First walk issued by Busker, and Kleinfelter is aboard. That'll bring up the left fielder, Addison Gomez.
Now batting number 21, Addison Gomez.
Gomez grounded back to the first baseman, Castillo, her first time up. Pitch gets the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Cubs leading here 3-1. We're in the bottom of the second inning.
It's a beautiful pitch by Busker on the inside corner, about knee high. Had a little pop on that fastball.
A 1 pitch. That one sent out to center, and Kowiak under makes the catch. Round number 3. And to end the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, two left gone. And we played through 2. Comets lead it 3-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
H-E-B and Brenham has the secret to every mom's heart. So this Mother's Day, head to H-E-B to make her day extra special. They have everything from flowers and berries to spa day essentials. And the perfect heart to express what she means to you. Grab her favorite chocolates, plants, candles, or a gift card to any of her favorite places. H-E-B and Brenham has everything you could think of to show her that she is truly the best mom ever. H-E-B and Brenham, they're always here for you, just like mom is.
You know you want those Wingstop boneless wings. With the boneless meal deal from Wingstop, you get 20 boneless wings in 4 delicious flavors and a large order of hand-cut fries for just $16.99. What are you waiting for? More wings, more flavor, more bang for your buck. The boneless meal deal from Wingstop. Order now from Wingstop.com. Valid at participating locations for a limited time on orders for pickup or delivery placed via Wingstop.com or the Wingstop app. Prices may vary by location, does not include applicable fees, surcharges, taxes, or gratuities. Valid while supplies last.
And back we go here. And it's time now for our Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue Home Run Inning, where you got a chance to give somebody some gasoline or some ribs. It would come out, it's a home run. This time, since we had a winner last night, we dropped back down to $10 worth of gasoline. And if they hit a double or a triple, it'll be worth a rack of ribs from Nathan's Barbecue. And Michael, I'll let you do the honors. And our first batter is going to be Mackenzie Tiemann. And Mackenzie's hit before.
She's hit for our guy, Delbert Baker.
All righty, DB.
He was at the Chamber Golf event today.
Oh,
I'm out there.
Yep.
It looked like he was playing. It looked like he was riding around and drinking.
Number nine, Mackenzie Tiemann.
There's a Mackenzie Tiemann batting it. And the first pitch is back up the middle of the base hit. Nice job there by McKenzie. Well, DB, no ribs or gas this time, but keep trying there. And Kinley and Kobiak, the batter now, and Kinley hitting four.
Calvin Cossey.
All right, Calvin, you are up next in the inning. By the way, don't forget, Buccaneer Food Store, your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, and our original meat and fruit kolaches. And Kobiak swings and misses, 0-1. We're in the top of the third. Cubs leading 3-1, looking to expand on their lead.
First batter, Mackenzie Tiemann, had a hard hit line drive right back up the middle. Really, really got around on that one.
And then Kobiak squares away the bunt, pulls the bat back, and she'll take ball one.
Between innings here, Cy Falls was playing a little polka music, Doug. It was like we were still in Washington County.
There you go. And swings and misses, runner going, and Tiemann's in there with a stolen base.
Intentional swing by Nkoyak to hold the catcher back, allow our runner to get to second.
Yeah. And kind of like what we were talking about earlier, Michael, the Cubs feeling like they can run on this catcher. That's already, in less than three innings, already six steals tonight. And that one up high for a ball.
Kinley made another nice play by an outfielder, Sarah Mabee, in the first inning. Kinley and Kowiak in the second inning. Nice running catch of that line drive into center field to end that inning.
Yeah, the 2-2. Called strike three. And down there, the third base coach and box coach Roberts rolling their eyes at that one.
That's that high strike he likes to call. I do think he's being consistent. Yeah. It certainly looks high, but he's being consistent.
And that'll bring up Kylie Baker now, and Kylie's going to hit four.
Number 18, Kylie Baker.
Richard Lampett.
Okay, Richard, you're our next contestant here. One outside for a ball. And don't forget to visit Nathan's Barbecue inside for lunch specials daily. You get barbecue ribs, pork, brisket, side orders, of course, their baked potatoes and barbecue sandwiches. And don't forget about their motto, ain't no fib about our rib. And you make the call, Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham, a proud supporter of area sports. And this one, a pop fly, and it's almost caught by the first baseman there. Allie Minnick giving it the old college try, but just out of her reach.
Yeah, there's not much wind, but that ball was tailing away, had the wind at its back. And there's not a lot of room. I think you're up against that fence immediately.
Yeah.
Ain't no fib about that rib. That pork chop ain't bad either, Doug.
Yeah, that's true. And first Sunday of the month, their turkey and dressing. And pitch fouled away. We're making ourselves hungry talking about all this food.
You know, as an announcing team, Doug, we don't miss many meals.
No. And that one back in the middle. That is going to be a gapper. And Baker digging for two. Coming in to score is Teeman. And Kyle Baker with an RBI double. And that is going to be a rack of ribs there for Mr. Richard Lampe. So congratulations, Richard. And now that'll bring up Alden Jacks down there. Alden hitting four.
Trina Bengiovanni from Belton, Texas.
Oh, wow.
I hope she's listening, Doug.
Yeah.
Nice piece of hitting by Callie Baker. She went down to get that one low, golfed it into the gap, went all the way to the wall for a stand-up double.
Yeah, looks like
double.
We're going to get a courtesy run, or a pinch runner out here. And
I saw number six. That would be
Kyla Garcia. Jack's coming up here to hit.
She singled her last time up.
And pitch to her is taken for a ball.
Across the plate, a little bit low. Jax had a nice at-bat last time, nice patient at-bat.
And next one outside. And it's 2-0.
Catcher was set up outside. That was outside all the time. Good job by Alden not chasing that.
And that one outside, and it's 3-0.
That would look like the same pitch. Catcher was still set up outside. She hit her mark, but it's just tailing away.
And outside, ball four, and Jack draws the walk. He's got to put two runners aboard now for Harper Castillo. And Harper going to be hitting four.
Daryl Meyer.
Okay, Daryl Meyer. Good friend of mine. And pitches up high for a ball.
See if Harper can drive it. Bad news for Daryl, though, that wind has switched. It's now blowing straight in from center field.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I see that with the flag, the change in direction there. Harper does have one home run on the season. And that one outside, and it's 2-0.
Yeah, with Harper up, I do need to say, Doug, I have a son named Harper, played baseball for the Cubs. He's celebrating his 27th birthday today.
Congratulations,
Happy Harper. Birthday, Harper.
And pitch is a strike call, and it's 2-1. And another one of our good friends that we want to say happy birthday. The great Charlie Matioski has got birthday today.
And how old is he?
He is 81.
He doesn't look a day over 80.
Yeah. Pitch is a strike call. And another one of that high pitch.
There's no chance.
And yeah, Coach Roberts letting him have a little earful there. And the 2-2. Back up the middle, and that's going to be a base hit. And they're going to hold the runner. As Garcia was grounded third, Coach put up the stop sign. And that'll load the bases now for Stella Landry.
Harper's 2-for-2, two singles in both of her at-bats. That one went right through the catcher, through the pitcher's five hole. If you know your hockey.
Yep. And that'll be Stella Landry, and Stella hitting four.
She is hitting for Larry Blackwell.
All righty, Larry, you are next up. Yeah, that one bounced up there, a ball. And it's 1-0.
In the second inning, Stella hit that one to mid-center field. Didn't bring the runner in. Nice throw from that center fielder. But she made good contact on that ball in the second inning.
And swings and misses, 1-1. Bases loaded, only one out here.
I think we said this in the second inning. We just need Stella to get bat on ball here.
Absolutely. And that one outside of ball. 2-1.
Seals has been in the zone all night. That one got a little bit away from her.
And that one outside. And it's now 3-1.
Stella thought about it, held off. Umpire made the correct call on that one. That was high and outside.
And that's ball four. And Landry draws the walk. And that will bring home Garcia with the fifth run. And that will make it 5-1 now. And they're going to get a conference in the circle there. And going to get a courtesy runners. Now Allie Tiemann is going to come run for Stella Landry.
So that was Garcia who came in to pinch run and gets a score here?
Yes.
Seven. I think that is over 2 days. That is the fourth bases loaded walk.
Yeah.
That the Cubettes have been on the good end of.
Yeah. And increase their lead 5-1. And now Leighton Davis batting here. And Leighton's going to be hitting four.
She will be hitting for Laura Gerrier.
Oh, Laura Juries. This is actually...
Oh, Juries.
Yeah, this is actually Sarah Mabee's grandmother.
All right.
So a chance here. Leighton hitting for Laura Juries. And pitch is a strike call, 0-1.
Now, none of my children can write in cursive, but I should be able to read cursive still. Miss Juries, I'm sorry. That is good handwriting. I just messed up.
And pitch is taken for a ball. 1-1. And that one is a strike. Is loaded, still only one out. Yeah, pitch to Davis, bounced up there. And tried to throw down to third, but runner not going very far. You got Alvin Jacks at third, Harper Castillo at second, Allie Tiemann at first.
And Tiemann was running for Landry.
Yes. Tiemann, another one of the freshmen on the team. And up high for a ball, 3-2. Younger sister, Mackenzie Keenan. And I know that talked to Mackenzie before that they love it that the two sisters are getting to play together on the team this year.
Yeah, it's always exciting. It's one of the great things about Brenham sports.
And up high, ball four. And that'll bring another run home. It's coming in to score is Alden Jacks. And that'll make it 6-1, Cubettes. And let's see if they're going to have a pitching change here.
Yeah, here we have somebody coming in now, Doug.
Okay, looks like we will have a pitching change. And so with the change here, we are going to take a break. And Cubs lead is 6-1 on the third. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Brenham youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Brenham Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Cubettes on a great softball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Cubettes in their quest for state.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
Share. And back we go here. And Avery Maurer batting now. And she comes up here in the top of the third inning. Bases loaded. We're in the home run inning. And it is 6-1 Cubettes. And first pitch to her is a pie of ball 1-0. And Avery hitting for?
Sean Scherr.
All righty, John, you are up next. That one taken for a strike, and it's 1-1. Avery's been on base both times. Single and scored a runner first time up and drew an intentional walk last time, but can't employ that strategy because bases are loaded. By the way, the new pitcher is Allie Minnick. And that one taken for a ball. And this pitch and change brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, and business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. And Maurer sends us one high fly ball deep back, and it's going to be caught up against the wall. Just missed a grand slam there. But it's still a sack fly and gets a run home.
That was all the way to the fence, right to the left field, high, deep.
And so that'll make it 7-1 now. And now Sarah may be the batter, and going to be batting for Eddie
Lone.
Looks like it.
Looks like Eddie Lone.
Yep, we'll go with that. And so, Eddie, you are the next contestant up here. And bounced up there, a ball.
Also on that sacrifice fly, team and moved over to third. And Leighton Davis moved up to second.
Maybe he's grounded a short both times as she's been up tonight. And so this one, a high pop. Shortstop calling for it, and she will make the catch for out number three. So in the inning, the Cubettes do come up with four runs. Three hits, no errors, and two left on. We go to the bottom of the third, and Cubettes lead it 7-1. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the Brenham Cubettes softball team on a successful season. Seidel Schrader has been providing quality tax accounting, consulting, and auditing services to the Brazos Valley area since 1967. Their financial leadership continues as they have once again been named a top firm in the Southwest region by Accounting Today. The firm strives to serve and elevate its communities, clients, and team. Please join Seidel Schrader in supporting the Brenham Cubettes softball team during their playoffs.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete? A weekend warrior? Or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
And we come back here to the bottom of the third inning, Cubettes, with a 7-1 lead as Abby Papadimitriou comes to the plate here. And Busker's pitch is sent out to left field, maybe underneath, and makes the catch for out number one.
One pitch, one out.
That's what we like to see.
Sarah maybe already with her has her third put out for the game already.
Playing a great game out there in left field tonight, and time is calm. And umpire saying something to Heidi Busker and Coach Roberts wanting a clarification.
He is either telling her to keep her trail leg on the rubber when she releases the ball, or he is giving her a very quick cha-cha lesson.
I like that. And so the warning is over, and now Allie Minnick will bat. And apparently that's... Wait a minute, Papa Demetrio's back up there. What? Oh, illegal pitch. Okay. So the out not recorded then. Okay. Well, that's something we don't see very often. So the out taken down off the board, and it's a 1-0 count on Papa Demetrio. Busker now. And pitches up high for a ball. And it's 2-0.
Need Heidi to put that behind her, settle down, throw some strikes.
Yep. And that one outside, and it's 3-0. Next pitch up high, ball four. So an out now turns into a walk. And that'll bring up Allie Minnick.
Now batting number 8, Allie Minnick.
All those pitches after the first one were close to the zone. They were definitely balls, but we do need Heidi to start throwing some strikes here. There we go.
That one taken for a strike, and it's 0-1. And this one sent a high fly ball out to center, and Kobiak back makes the catch, and that is one away.
High, lazy fly ball to center field. Then Koyak had time to camp under. Makes a nice catch. Gets quickly back to the infield to keep Papa Demetrio at first.
It's a Kylie Brown, the batter here. With one on and one out. That one taken for a ball. 1-0.
Sun has get behind the house up there in right field, Doug. Temperature certainly starting to get a little bit cooler.
Yeah, and the lights coming on here at the ballpark. One coming inside. And that'll be a 2-0 count.
That one came very close to hitting her.
And that one fisted out to left field. That's going to drop in for a hit. And it's the two runners aboard.
That brings up Sam Burns. She flew out to Sarah Mabee in her first at bat in the first inning.
And Barnes comes up. One out, two runners aboard. And that one up high for a ball. And it's 1-0. And so far, this is Busker's longest outing of the season.
The control certainly hasn't been as sharp since that pitch to Papa Demetrio that they called an illegal pitch.
And that next pitch is strike call. It's 1-1.
Kingwood Park faithful feel that was exactly like the first pitch. I might agree with them.
Yeah, that one fouled down the line. And that'll make it 1-2.
Nice pitch by Heidi there. Fastball across the plate. Barnes for Kingwood Park was very late on that. Just got enough on it to get it down the first base line.
And that one outside, 2-2. Side of the ball is 3-2 now.
Counts full on Barnes. Two runners on, one out.
Busker's next pitch. Right to the call. Well, that's two down now. As Barnes thought she had a walk and was getting ready to trot down the first, and the umpire rung her up.
Said, not today. Not today.
That'll bring up Haley Petrosino.
Barnes was a right-handed batter. Heidi came inside on a beautiful pitch. Keep pitching well here. Let's get out of this inning. Petrosino taking her time getting into the batter's box.
Two on and two out here. And Busker's next pitch. He is up high. Didn't get the call this time. And it's 1-0. And that one up high. 2-0.
Heidi looks to Stella Landry, says, that one's on me. That one's on me. Come back here with a strike, Heidi.
And up on the pie, and it's 3-0 now.
Petrosino is the seventh batter in the Kingwood Park lineup. Like to see Busker throw some strikes here.
Yeah, that was ball four. Second walk of the inning. Third walk of the game for Busker. And that'll bring up Hadley Heideman. Yep.
Number 15, Hadley Heideman.
And going to bring a visit to the circle from Coach Roberts. I think she'd like to see Busker get one more out and get through the inning here.
Yeah, I certainly think that looks like she's talking to. It's an important at-bat. It's an important pitch here for Busker. Bases loaded. Roberts talking to the home plate umpire now.
I think the question is whether or not she has to take her out.
I believe what they're saying is Coach Robert walked away, so it's a second visit to the mound.
Okay.
So the next trip to the mound, they would have to take her out, Doug? Is that what
next trip would have to be, it would have to remove her.
Hey, Heidi, you got this, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, that's odd. I mean, Coach Roberts went and talked to Heidi, and the whole infield came in. She took a couple of steps towards home plate to ask a question of somebody in the dugout and turned around. They called that a second visit.
I mean, that's nuts. So bases loaded, two outs here. Adley Heineman, the designated player to bat. And that one foul away. It's 0-1.
That's an important pitch. Get ahead in the count here. Nice fastball. Heineman was late on. Hit it high into the netting. That's down the third base side.
And this one, a high pop, and that's going to go foul again. And quickly here, 0-2. And tonight, see if Busker can finish her off and get out of this inning.
Certainly it's advantage Busker right now. Two good pitches against the left-handed Heineman.
And outside for a ball, it's 1-2.
Landry set up well outside of that in the third base batter's box.
And outside of ball, 2-2.
Heidi Busker's hitting her spot. So Landry again sets up in the batter's box on the third base side. So Busker's hitting her spots here, but she's going to have to, with the count 2-2, Doug, I think she's going to have to come back inside.
I agree. And that one foul tip over toward Cubbett dugout.
Feels like a big at bat here right now, Doug.
Absolutely. Getting out here, get out of the inning with still your lead intact, or get the big hit here and you cut into that lead.
Count's still 2-2.
Landry checking on the pitches from the dugout, and now Heineman going to call time. And that one, ground ball. Tiemann knocked it down, but no play anywhere. Be an infield hit, and the run scores. And that'll make it 7-2 now.
That was just off of McKenzie Tiemann's glove, rolled underneath her glove. Avery Marr then picked up a ground ball that had considerably slowed down. No chance to get the runner first.
And Lexi Barbington, the batter. The base is still loaded, two outs. And that one is a strike call, and it's 0-1. And I look down the bullpen, Baker is warming up.
Yeah, the ground ball by Heineman certainly wasn't hard hit, Doug. I'm not sure McKenzie made a nice play on it. Just didn't have enough energy to to come into her glove quickly.
Swung out and missed. It was 1-1.
Husker got Barboten to chase a low one there. Bases remain loaded. 7-2 Cubettes here in the third inning.
And Busker's next pitch swung on, grounded to third. Tiemann throws it back to Castillo, and that'll retire the side. So in the inning, there's one run scored on two hits, no errors, and bases left loaded, and we go to the fourth inning. Cubettes lead it 7-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
PVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. BVR Material wishes the Cubettes good luck in the playoffs.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for your life insurance and financial security for your family.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life. Standing strong for generations.
All right, as we come back here, and it is going to be Mackenzie Tiemann leading off, followed by Kenny and Kobiak and then Kylie Baker.
Mackenzie on the night, 1-for-2, grounded out to the second baseman, and then a single in the third inning.
And the first pitch to her is taken for a strike, 0-1. Allie Minnick, the pitcher for Kingwood Park.
Doug, I don't see a lot of drop-off between her and Seals. I mean, she's a good pitcher. She's bringing some velocity. It's a much different route.
That went way high back to the backstop, and it's 1-1.
She has a significantly different motion than Seals did, but the velocity to me looks about the same.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, they're pretty similar. And pitches taken for a strike, and it's 1-2. And outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes.
That ball was way outside and low. I think it's just a waste pitch for the Kingwood Park pitcher, Minnick.
And that one sent out to center. That is going to be caught for out number one.
Hard hit ball by Mackenzie Tiemann. Hit it right on the screws, but right at the center fielder. But, boy, she drove through that one, Doug.
She certainly did. Now Kenley and Kobiak, the batter. Kenley singled her first time up, struck out last time up. That last inning in the top of the third, Cubettes batted around there and managed to put four runs on the board and currently holding a 5-run lead over the Lady Panthers. And yeah, first pitch to Ann Kobiak is a ball 1-0. And that one taken for a ball, and it's 2-0.
You have to wait, don't you? You have to wait to see what he
calls. Yeah.
It's over the plate. It looked low, but.
And that one is a strike call. It's 2-1.
And Kowak may have been taking on that one. That was right down the middle, waist high. Really never made a move at that one.
Yeah, that one's taken for a ball. 3-1 count now. And that one, ground ball the second. And they will throw the first. It's two away. And now Kylie Baker, the batter.
That was a good pitch by Minnick. Kinley was a little bit off balance on there. Just fought that ball off, hit it right at the second baseman, who made an easy toss to first.
And Baker, of course, Coach, they got to re-enter Baker because she was pinch ran for last time.
Now batting number 18, Kylie Baker.
Baker had an RBI double that broke the scoreless tie.
Last at bat, she drove it to the right field gap to the wall for a stand-up double.
Yep. And takes the first pitch for a strike. 0-1. And Baker takes the next pitch outside. And it's 1-1. By the way, if you're looking for Brenham Cup baseball, you can find that on our KWHI.com sports alternate feed, located on our website and also on the app for your smartphone. And Tommy and Javier over there bringing you the Cubs and Rutter, a very important game for the Cubs tonight as the next pitch is a ball, 2-1. And as soon as our coverage is through over here, we'll be sending you over there for the conclusion of that game. And that one foul over.
Just an insane race in boys baseball, 17-5A.
Yeah, it's been quite the year.
Lake Creek's at 8-3, and then the Cubs, Montgomery, and College Station all at 7-4.
Yeah.
Could be a four-way tie for first tonight if College Station can beat Lake Creek again.
Yeah, I know.
And Brenham can take care of business.
I know everybody's surprised because Lake Creek was 8-1, looked in the driver's seat, and now they dropped their last two. And the other team, Brenham, College Station, Montgomery, have all been winning, and now they've got all in the mix there.
Count's gone full to Kylie Baker.
And a 3-2. That looked up way high, about neck high, and Kylie's not exactly a short person. And that is out number three, and so we're halfway through this one, and it is the Cubs leading 7-2. We head to the bottom of the fourth, back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Washington Animal Clinic is proud to support the Brenham Cubettes during their exciting playoff season. They believe in investing in the future of Washington County and are especially proud of these outstanding young women. For expert veterinary care and surgery for both large and small animals, trust the team at Washington Animal Clinic. They're here to help keep your pets and livestock healthy and thriving. Visit them at 2100 Highway 36 North or call to schedule your appointment today.
You need a new roof, but you don't know who to trust, right? Well, there's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 30 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs, and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubettes softball playoff season.
here to the top, bottom half of the fourth inning. And we got a pitching change for the Cubettes as Kylie Baker has come on to take the place of Heidi Busker. This pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's
836-3613. Now
batting, number 3, Ava Kleinfelter. Looks like Kylie's going to face the top of the order here. Kleinfelter, 1-for-1, had a double in the first and walked into second.
And her first pitch is a ground ball to second. Got to hurry, throw to first. Oh! The first base umpire, at first he rung it up and then he was said safe. And it's going to be an infield hit. But no argument from the... Well, argument from the Brenham fans, but not from the coach.
Get your hand in game!
Yeah, Doug, I think it was a tough call at first, but
he
went to call her out,
yeah,
and then signaled safe.
So something. Something caused the change in the end.
Number 21, Anderson Gomez.
So Gomez the batter now. And it's also time now for our Whataburger recap. And the recap brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, premium malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24-7. Yeah, pitch was taken for a ball. Cubettes got on the board in the first inning. Avery Maurer single, stole a couple bases, and then came home on an error. And made it 1-0. Kingwood Park would come back and tie it on an RBI single by Abby Papadimitriou that scored Kleinfelter and made it 1-1. And next pitch was a ball, so 2-0 on Gomez. Then Brenham would come back with 2 runs in the second, 4 runs in the third inning, and that made it 7-1. And then Kingwood Park would get one more in the bottom of the third, and that's where we stand right now, 7-2. Heidi Busker went the first 3 innings for the Cubettes, and now it's up to Baker to preserve that lead. And this one, ground ball to second, and they're going to flip and make the out play there. Davis over to Maurer. So Gomez will reach on the fielder's choice.
Nice play by Leighton Davis there, charged at with a nice sidearm flip to Avery Maurer to get the lead runner.
Number 16.
Another good is they get Kleinfelter. The way Kleinfelter was going down that line, good to get her off the base pass.
I think that's exactly right. She has some wheels.
And Papadimitriou, the batter now. Makes her a strike on the inside part of the plate, and it's 0-1. One high pop. And it's going to be in the stands. 0-2 now.
That was a high foul ball.
Yeah.
Near the fence. Brenham fans did not make a play on it. I think that's Mr. Watts over there. We know he can catch it. I don't know why he didn't try and get that.
And pitch outside, and it's 1-2. Yeah, he was a multi-sport athlete back in his day.
Led the Cubs in home runs a couple years.
Yep.
Hall of Honor member.
1-2 pitch, and that one sent way foul. And Papadimitriou turned on that one a little too much, and we're glad because that one is out into the parking lot.
That ball was in the air so long, Doug, they should have served drinks on that one.
Papa Demetrio single walk. She's also got an RBI and a run scored.
Baker ahead in the count here, though.
Yep, one ball, two strikes.
See if we can get her to chase one outside, Doug.
And Baker with her next pitch. And that one upstairs, a ball. It's 2-2. Baker leads the team in wins with 10.
That was a good play by Stella Landry. That ball was pretty high and outside, and she made a nice play on it.
And another had to do it again. That one way outside. It's 3-2. And that one sent a fly ball to right. Backing and it's over the head of Alden Jackson. That's going to be a double. And so that puts two runners aboard now. And I bring up Allie Minnick, the pitcher.
Well hit ball to right field. Alden Jacks, but looked like she got a good jump on it, but it one hopped the wall. Runners on second and third now for Kingwood Park. Just one out.
Now batting number 8, Allie Minnick.
And this one popped up. Maurer backtracking. Makes the grab for out number 2. And that'll bring up Kylie Brown, the shortstop.
Now batting number 22, Kylie Brown.
And they're going to put it on. And try to create the fourth play at any base with Sam Barnes due up. Brown had reached base twice. Barnes 0 for 2 in the game, so.
Struck out looking her last time at that.
Yeah, so. Seems like sound strategy for Coach Roberts.
Sam
Barnes. So, fourth play anywhere. Now we just got to make it.
Two outs, Doug, can get out of this inning.
Yep.
Barnes taking her time, steps out of the plate. Now she's in the box, ready to go.
First pitch to her, up high for a ball. And it's 1-0. And that one. Here's a strike call, 1-1. Took him a little bit, but he finally. And that one back to Baker. Throw to Castillo, and that'll retire the side. So in the inning, there were no runs, two hits, no errors, bases left loaded. And we go to the fifth inning. Cubettes lead it 7-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Brenham youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Brenham Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Cubettes on a great softball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Cubettes in their quest for state.
as we come back here. And for the Cubettes, it'll be Alden Jacks, Harper Castile, and Stella Landry to bat against Allie Minnick. Doug Brown and Michael Grohl's with you here on this Friday evening. And so glad you could join us as the Brenham Cubettes in game two of the best two out of three series with the Kingwood Park Lady Panthers. Cubettes hold on here. They're going on the area round of the playoffs. Kingwood Park trying to come back and force a third and deciding game tomorrow morning.
Now batting, number five, Alden Jacks.
Jacks has been on base both times so far tonight. She had a single and a walk.
And she steps in here against Minnick. Minnick's first pitch, outside a ball, and it's 1-0. And that one taken outside as well. And it's 2-0.
Doug, when we you invited me to down here to do this today, we have a Friday night bourbon and bones, some dominoes with some guys.
Oh, okay.
Chris Cangelosi's in that group.
All right, yeah. Bowed away.
And he wants, Chris wants to me to ask you, Doug, of all the coaching he's done and all the softball he's watched, why you invited me instead of Chris Cangelosi. I told Chris I had a better face for radio.
And pitch foul away. Two balls and two strikes. Of course, Chris had two daughters that are both former Cubettes.
Yeah, the twins. They could play a little bit.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. And pitch foul away. Count hold. They had 2-2 on Alden Jacks.
Good swing by Jacks. That's just a little bit under it, but she had timed it perfectly. Fouled straight back.
And that one outside. And it's 3-2. Full count now.
Alden Jacks has had three nice at-bats. Working the count, getting a walk. Doing a nice job tonight.
3-2 delivery, a pie ball four.
Second walk of the night for Alden Jacks.
And that'll bring up Harper Castillo.
Now batting number two, Harper Castillo.
And Castillo had two hits, scored a couple of runs.
We'll see here Coach Roberts is still aggressive on the base pass with that speed down to first.
And fouled away by Castillo.
Brenham really does have a good-looking group of freshmen, ball players.
They certainly do, and I'm looking forward to seeing where they're going to be at when they get to be seniors. Of course, I can remember back when Avery Maurer and Sarah Mabee, when they were in that, when they were freshmen starting on varsity, and they took everything by storm, and now here they are, they're seniors, and it's like, where did all the time go that quickly? They're already seniors, be getting ready for college next year. And that one outside for a ball. 1-2.
I don't think you can overestimate the importance of having that senior leadership from Maurer and Mabee, and how important it is to bring these young girls along.
Exactly. And a pie ball, runner going. And in there with the stolen base is Alden Jacks. Her second steal of the night.
There's the answer to that question, Doug. We're going to keep running.
Yeah.
one foul away.
Castillo with a powerful swing. She can really drive the ball.
And change up. And that's taken for a ball. And the coach for Kingwood Park not happy about that.
That ball came in slow motion, but
yeah.
That was beautifully disguised. That had to be 30 miles an hour slower
yeah.
than her normal pitch.
And foul away. That'll hold the count of 3-2.
Harper doing a great job calling that off after that changeup. Boy, Kingwood Park wanted that.
Yeah.
Wanted that 3-3, didn't they?
Strike two. That was on the inside part of the plate. Called strike three. And Stella Landry, the batter now.
Does that look way inside to me, Doug?
Well, it almost hit her.
It did. She's not up on that line. That was...
And changeup is in there for a strike.
We didn't see that pitch at all her first inning.
No.
But she's thrown it real well here twice.
And outside for a ball. 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2. And taken for a ball. It's 2-2 now.
That one was low in the zone. Good eyes by Stella Landry. Take the count to 2-2.
And that one fouled away.
That was outside the zone, but Stella needed to take a cut at that, protect that plate with that 2-2 count.
That one, ground ball to second. They'll throw to first and get out number two. The two down on the play. Jax moves over to third. And that'll be up to Leighton Davis to try to get her home.
That was that change up again. And Stella Landry was able to see that pretty clearly that time.
Yeah.
Made nice contact. Drove it to the second baseman. Moved Jax over to third.
Davis drew a bases loaded walker last time up. Yeah, that one bounced up there, a ball.
That one handcuffed the catcher. She was not expecting that ball to be thrown there.
Not at all.
Wouldn't have minded to see that skedaddle away from her and allow Jax in to score.
Then checking with a dugout. No. Ready for the 1-0 pitch. And Davis fouls that one over in the direction of Avery Maurer, who's in the on-deck circle.
Hey,
And strike call. One and two.
That was that changeup again. She throws that for strikes fairly consistently.
Yeah.
But if you can be patient enough and not start your swing.
And fastball outside, and it's two and two.
Avery Meyer sees that pitch. He's going to send it to Katie, though.
Yep.
Two and two, two out. Clayton Davis at the plate.
And foul that one back into the screen, and that'll hold the count at two and two.
There's another good swing. She seems like she's right on it, though.
Yep. Strike three called. And that one will tie the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Cubs lead at 7-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Sendero Arbor Care would like to extend their heartfelt congratulations to the Brenham Cubettes softball team and the coaches for making it to the playoffs. At Sendero Arbor Care, they specialize in providing professional tree care services to keep trees on both residential and commercial properties healthy. If you need expert tree care at your home or business, call 979-836-4517. They're dedicated to serving the community with hard work and integrity, ensuring that your trees and property are in excellent hands. Call Sendero Arbor Care today for the health of your trees and property.
At Leroy Schrader Contractor, we can provide everything you will need to make your outdoors the perfect space for barbecues, cool nights, and poolside fun. We carry all natural patio stone, building stone, moss rock, and river rock to update or newly build your patios, walkways, pools, or house. At Leroy Schrader, you can find landscaping, flower bed, and gardening materials. We also offer road bases to fix your existing road or build a new one. To schedule your delivery, visit our website at stoneinbrenham.com. Leroy Schrader Contractor proudly supports the Cubs and Cubettes and wish them the best of luck at playoffs. Go Brenham!
And back we go as we come back here. Brenham Cub is leading at 7-2. And by the way, Brenham, if you're looking for Brenham Cub baseball, you can catch that on a Sports Alta feed. Cubs are at home tonight taking on Brian Rutter. And that one actually had a late start time because of the rains received yesterday. We wanted to let the field dry out a little more, I guess. And so that pushed it back to an 8 o'clock start time. So they're just a little bit into that one. And we will start it off here as Baker pitching to Haley Petrosino. And takes the pitch for a ball.
And, Doug, we will be getting updates. I have somebody texting me updates. So Rutter had no runs in the top of the first. Cubs are at bat.
Okay. And next pitch taken for a ball is 2-0.
That was a nice pitch. Kylie Baker, that looked good to me, Doug.
Yep. And another one down low.
Pitch is a little bit inside, a little bit low, but very close to a strike.
And ball four, so Petrosino walks on four pitches. And that'll bring him Hadley Heineman.
Now batting number 15, Hadley Heineman.
Hadley's a left-handed batter. She's 2-for-2. She had the little seeing eye single off of Mackenzie Tiemann's glove last inning.
Yeah, that time taken for a strike, and it's 0-1. And pitch is outside. 1-1. And Baker calls over Tiemann. Foul away. 1-2.
The pitch was a rise ball, started in the zone, kept climbing up. Kingwood Park batter took a swipe at it, just nicked it into the netting.
Adam's been on base both times, 2 singles and an RBI. And next one outside, and it is 2-2. That counter on strikes. Yeah, that's a big one there for Baker. Not only just getting out in the inning, but the confidence boost as well.
That is. That's her first strikeout of the night.
Number 7, let's see, Barberton.
So now Barberton batting. She's 0 for 2.
Fly dot to Sarah Maybe in the second.
Yeah, that one. Taken for a ball, as you want to know.
Grounded out to Mackenzie Tiemann in the third.
And time is gone. And going to bring up the towel and get some balls a little moist. One-oh pitch. That one's going to be popped foul. Castillo gives it a look, but it's going to be out of play.
That was a fastball. Glad you got that count. Good grip on that one.
Yeah.
That was the best pitch he's having.
And this one is hit and run, and they get it into right field for the base hit. And Barbone doing a good job of taking it the other way there.
Alden Jacks came up with that quickly, threw it in quickly. So we have runners on first and second here with one out.
And now the speedster, Ava Kleinfelter. Been on base all three times with a double, a walk, and a single. Yeah, that one foul up the third base side.
That's the first time we saw her slap at it tonight.
Yep.
Went the opposite way. She's a good ball player, Doug. That was good content.
And Thomas called.
Cutter steps back in.
Yeah, that one taken for a ball. 1-1. And that one inside a ball as well. 2-1.
Doug, I know I'm old school because I'm old, so I'm old school. But I'm not a big fan of these dark and dark uniforms on both teams. If we got people running to bases, I can't tell who's who.
Yeah, I don't like that either. And that one back up the middle. That's going to scoot through for a base hit. And then Kowiak gets the throw in. But that's going to load the bases now for Addison Gomez.
Kleinfelter with another base hit. I think that just hit off of Kylie Baker's glove. It looked like she slowed it down. It got into the outfielder, but so far no damage. Bases are loaded for Kingwood Park. Gomez has hit the first flight out to center and had the fielder's choice that got Kleinfelter out in the fourth.
And that one taken inside for a ball. And it's 1-0.
Nice pitch by Kylie Baker. It wouldn't be a bad idea to throw it there again and make him call the ball again. That was a nice-looking pitch.
And that one taken for a strike. 1-1.
She came inside again on that one. Hit the zone.
And outside for a ball. 2-1. No place to put Gomez. One that is going to be down the line, foul.
Over Harper Castillo's glove down there first, but tailed away and landed in foul territory. No harm,
balls,
no foul.
Two balls, two strikes. Up high for a ball, and it's 3-2. Full count.
Bags are full of Panthers. Has to come right at her here, Doug.
3-2. Ground ball short. They're going to throw home. Got the out.
What a play. Kingwood Park.
Well, in the fourth play, she didn't have to tag her, so all she had to do was step on the bag.
Kingwood Park head coach is complaining, so we have another meeting, Doug, but hard.
Well, I mean, she's pretty much complained about everything tonight.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to see anything different than what our home plate umpire saw. That was.
He was right on top of it there.
Yeah, hard hit ball to Avery Maurer, short. She threw a rocket to Stella Landry, who was on the plate.
Yeah.
From what my vantage point, Doug, she was on the plate and she tagged her.
Oh, no! They overturned the call. That is horrible.
That's horrible.
That is absolute travesty there. Coach Roberts out now talking to the umpire.
I don't know who can overturn him on that. I mean, what is the guy down third? He's got to be watching.
Neither one of them were in any vantage point to see that. That was an absolute terrible call.
That was a great play by Avery Maurer. Great play by Stella Landry. That's a shame.
Maurer threw it home, and I mean, because she had her at the plate, and she was on the plate, and she tagged, like you said, she was on the plate and tagged her, and they still somehow found a way to call her save.
So that makes the score 7-3, Doug. Still bases loaded. Still just one out.
And Coach Roberts up, trying to settle her team down now.
I think that's a great play by Coach Roberts to settle them down. It's a very emotional play. Avery makes a nice play, makes a nice throw. Stella thinks she has the out. She was visibly excited making that play. She knew she made a great play. She did a great job and had it taken away from her.
And, even if she didn't tag her, she had her foot on the base. It's a forced play. You don't have to tag on that situation. And so Papa Demetrio now 7-3. And that one is up high for a ball, 1-0.
Papadimitriou, two for two with a walk. She had a single in the first. She had a double in the fourth. She walked in the third.
And that one fouled back in the screen.
Seven, three, Cubettes. One out here in the fifth. Took a little bit of time to get that pitch in, and Papadimitriou steps out.
One ball, one strike, one out, bases loaded. Swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes.
This is where Kylie's got to reach down for a little bit of extra. Good hitter in Papadimitriou.
And calls that one a... That pitch had been a strike all night until that just now, and it's 2-2.
Very similar to the pitch that he called Harper Castillo out on. Said there's two balls, two strikes.
And now ball three. And Baker in danger of walking in a run. Foul back, 3-2.
Everybody back to their bags. We'll do it one more time, Doug.
Yep. And that 1-7 fly ball out to left, maybe over. Makes the grab for out number two. Throw
Hager.
Third. That better be an out.
We need to get that ball. There's people.
The throw was there.
I mean, it's an out, Doug. It's an out, Doug.
It's got to be. We still haven't seen a call, though, from any of the three blind mice out here.
I mean,
that was not even close.
Got popping the beach real with them. I think that's an out, Doug. That's a flyout.
The flyout's definite. That should be a double.
No.
Oh, come on! Where did they find this ham and egger umpire? That is horrible.
So the call goes as a sacrifice fly.
So sack fly by Papadimitriou out number one, and so that means that Barberton will score. But, I mean, the throw there, I mean, at the third, I mean, it was not even close.
No, she had it by a step and a half. Mackenzie Tiemann with the tag. She tagged her.
Yeah. And the Cubs are being punished because the umpires were out of position.
So the umpire down the third baseline, he's out with Sarah Mabee making that call. The home plate umpire needs to have that call. It's not his call, Doug.
Yeah.
It's the home plate umpire's call.
And the one that made the call is the one that was the furthest away from the play. He definitely didn't have a good view of that from out there. But he seems to be the one running the show tonight.
So that makes the score 7-4. That run probably had crossed the plate anyways before that tag. It would still be 7-4 even if we got the even if we had got the double play.
And Coach Roberts out there pleading her case. Oh, are you kidding me? And I think Coach Van Hook just got tossed.
Just getting a little bit out of hand.
Yep. And security coming in. And it looks like we're going to have some fans ejected as well here. The Coach Van Hook was given the, from the dugout, and she's been ejected.
Van Hook was the, ejected with enthusiasm, Doug.
Yep. Well, the umpires, they've got nobody to blame but themselves because they've let this one get out of hand.
You can see Sarah is at the fence.
Yep.
Her teammates are calling her over. Because she made a great play. Easy catch, Doug. Easy catch. But she made a great throw to third. And that runner was out by a step and a half.
Yeah.
So again, if you see if we can catch him up, Doug, we had in the previous play with a ground ball to Avery Myers. She threw it to Stella Landry.
Yeah.
The call was made out and then overturned.
Yeah.
And a fly ball to Sarah Mabee for the second out. Runner on third tagged and scored. Sarah threw to third.
Yeah.
Mackenzie Tiemann applied the tag by a step and a half. The umpires were out of position. And ended up, no call was made, Doug, for a while.
Yeah.
And then when they made a call, they called her safe.
Yeah, which was, anybody that saw that knows that was a wrong call. And so now Allie Minnick, the pitcher, is due up. We're still waiting. Coach Roberts still out there pleading her case with the home plate umpire. Yeah, so now we're ready to resume.
So it looks like we're back to playing some softball.
Yep. And it is 7-4. Cubitt still with a 3-run lead. Minnick 0-3 in the game, so Baker still, so you just get one more out, get out of this inning. Cubitt's now just got to settle and put all the mess behind them and try to just get this last out. And this one's popped up. Back goes Davis. And it drops in. Two runs are going to score as they get right on running. And now that'll bring up Kylie Brown.
Little lazy line drive just down to the reach of second baseman.
She was backtracking as fast as she could, and it just barely blooped in there. And pitches down low, a ball. This inning for me reminds me of the old Hee-Haw song about if it weren't for bad luck, wouldn't have any luck at all. And that's got to be what it feels like for the Cubs, because they have not had any luck at all this inning.
Still with the lead, 7-6, two out, runner on first.
And just got to get one more out here. And pitch to Brown. And they're going to put her on. Intentional walk. And that'll bring up Sam Barnes. Barnes 0-3.
Sam Barnes.
Sam Fuat to Sarah Mabee in the first inning. Struck out looking in the third and hit back to the pitcher in the fourth. Runners on first and second, still 7-6 Cubettes.
And pitches inside for a ball. Runners first and second. Next pitch. Foul away, and it's 1-1.
Good cut by Sam Barnes there. Fouled it into the netting.
And next pitch coming. And a ball is 2-1. And now the umpire, home plate umpire, not giving Brenham anything close. And finally calls a strike, 2-2.
Nice inside fastball by Kylie Baker there. Takes the count to 2-2. There it is.
And up high, ball three.
Try to get her chase a high one.
Yep.
Full count. Runners on first and second.
And up high, ball four. That'll load the bases.
Pigwood Park has batted around in this inning, an inning we should have been out of.
Yeah, a long time ago. Cubettes trying to get their fifth out of the inning.
Come on, Kylie, focus on the batter. Let's go.
Oh, Petrosino 0-for-1 with two walks and a run scored. Swung and a miss, 0-1.
Kylie just overpowered it with that fastball. It's a great pitch. Need two more.
And that one strike call, and it's 0-2.
That was right down Broadway. Petrosino didn't flinch at all. Just watched it the whole way, Doug. 0-2 here. Big at bat here for.
Yeah, next pitch. A pie, ball one. The one thing I do give Kingwood Park some credit is that the Cubettes have been trying to get them to chase pitches all night, and they've actually done a really good job of laying off some close pitches. That one popped up. Landry giving chase, and it's going to hit up against the screen.
Kylie Baker's come right at Petrosino in this at bat.
1-2. And that one, line drive caught by Tiemann. And I think they're actually going to let that one stand this time. And so that will be out in number three. But in the inning, they do come up with four runs. And it's now a 7-6 ball game as we head to the sixth inning. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836- 1010 today.
Wayne, Clarence, and the staff of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubettes softball team in the playoffs. They're cheering them on into another successful season. They wish our Cubettes a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, they make it personal.
And back we go here to the top of the sixth inning. We got a one-run ball game. It'll be Avery. Cubettes lead it 7-6. Avery Mauer to lead it off. Mauer just missed a grand slam her last time up. End up being a sack fly. And the first pitch to her is outside of ball. 1-0. Mauer single and scored to an intentional walk. And then the set sack fly last time up. Cubettes need to get some insurance runs here in the sixth.
So the only good thing about that travesty that we call the bottom of the fifth, Doug, was the Cubettes still have a one-run lead.
That's the main thing. Pitches the ball 2-0. And you got the top of your order coming up here, so hopefully a chance to get a little payback. And a changeup called a strike, and it's 2-1.
Comes in with that changeup on a 2-0 count to Avery Mauer.
And outside for a ball. 3-1. And change up inside. And oh, good grief. Call that a strike, and it's 3-2.
That changeup has been an effective pitch for Minnick.
And now it fouls that one away. Count remains 3-2.
She threw it in a full count to Landry Castillo, so she's not afraid to throw it in any situation.
And next 3-2, and now swings and misses. She's down on strikes. And so Sarah may be the batter now.
She's hit it to the shortstop all three times, 2 on the ground, 1 in the air.
And ground ball to second base this time. And throw to first, and that's 2 quick outs now. And Tiemann takes the first pitch for a ball. It's 1-0.
McKenzie's 1-for-3 in the night with a run scored. Ground out to the second baseman in the first. Singled in the third and a pop out to center field.
And next pitch is a strike called. Tiemann trying to get on, starting a 2-out rally here for the Cubettes. And outside for a ball is 1-1.
High fastball to McKenzie laid off.
And Tiemann, another foul ball. And it'll make it 2-2. And this one back to the pitcher, knocked it down, Tiemann hurrying. First, and she beat it up. Oh, my God, he actually gave us a call.
Good running by Mackenzie Tiemann down the first base line. Minnick knocked it down, rolled about 2 or 3 feet towards third base, turned and fired to first, but not in time to get the fleet of foot Mackenzie Tiemann.
And so Kinley and Kowiak coming up now.
And that was that changeup. Mackenzie waited on. Didn't get a lot on it, but now she's in on first base.
And swung on a miss. Tiemann going. Throw down into second base safely.
Kinley with another swing to protect the runner. Keep the catcher behind home plate. Allows Tiemann to steal another base for the Cubettes.
And the 0-1. And that was a ball, 1-1.
Another late call by the umpire. Actually, I thought I heard him call it a strike. But he never gave it the arm motion.
He never did the fist pump, so maybe it was just a grunt. And a 1-1. That changed up again. And Kowiak fouls it away.
I bet you're starting to see that change up a little more clearly now, Doug.
Yeah, they can just make the adjustment. They're swinging. They can hammer that a long way. And next pitch down low for a ball. And it's 2-2. And pitch is fouled.
That hit Kinley. That hit her before she was out of the box. Count remains at 2-2. Two outs. Runner on second. Mackenzie Tiemann down on second base after her single and stolen base.
And next pitch is ball.
That pitch was low. Takes a full count. Kinley and Kowiak. Mackenzie Tiemann sits on second.
3 balls, 2 strikes.
Cubs are leading this 7-6 in the top of the sixth inning.
And next pitch, swing and a miss, down on strikes. And so in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Cubettes holding on to a 7-6 lead. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
H-E-B and Brenham has the secret to every mom's heart. So this Mother's Day, head to H-E-B to make her day extra special. They have everything from flowers and berries to spa day essentials and the perfect card to express what she means to you. Grab her favorite chocolates, plants, candles, or a gift card to any of her favorite places. H-E-B and Brenham has everything you could think of to show her that she is truly the best mom ever. H-E-B and Brenham, they're always here for you, just like mom is.
Do you have a home, farm, or ranch project you like to take on? Maybe you need to add a pipe fence or a storage building or barn. No matter what project you have in mind, DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham can help. DDM Pipe and Seal has a huge inventory so they can supply the pipe, angle iron, tubing, flat plate, roll-up doors, metal building components, and even welding supplies. Their staff will make sure you leave with everything you might need for that project. Get started by visiting them online at ddmbuildings.com or stop by and speak with a friendly folks at DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
I want to rock!
All right, we come back here. We're into the bottom of the sixth inning. Cubs leading at 7-6. And Baker's first pitch is a ball outside to Hadley Heineman. Heineman followed by Barb Button. And then back to the top of Kleinfelter.
First pitch was low and away.
That one swung out and missed. And it's 1-1.
That was Kylie's change up there.
Yep.
Heineman way out in front of that one.
Swung out and missed. And 1-2. Just been a little bit outside, and it's 2-2.
Hit Stella Landry right where she was lined up, but she was set up a little bit outside.
Yeah.
Framed it for a little bit, but didn't get the call.
And that one fouled away. It's 3-2. So a full count now. And that one down the line. Foul. And down the left field line. Maybe it was getting over there in a hurry, but that thankfully fell in the foul territory.
Yeah, a little lazy line drive over Mackenzie Tillman's head, but just as you said, it just kept spinning left. Ends up a foul ball. Still full count here on Heineman.
And the 3-2. Back to the pitcher, Baker. Throws to Castillo. That's one away.
Really nice play by Kylie Baker there. Hard hit ball right back at her. Low on the ground. She went down to get it. Then calmly threw over to Harper Castillo at first for the first out of the sixth.
And we're at the top of the hour. I want to let you know you're listening to KWHI 1280 AM and K269GU 101.7 FM in Brenham and across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com. Doug Brown and Michael Groves with you from Sci Falls High School. Brenham Cubs in game two of their playoff series with Kingwood Park. Cubs leading 7-6 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And Kylie Baker pitching Alexi Barbutton. And first pitch is a ball. And don't forget, if you want to listen to the Cub game, you can go on to the KWHI Sports Alternate feed. That one sent out to left field, maybe charging. It makes the grab for out number two.
Nice play by Sarah. Nice play by Sarah, maybe. She had to really charge that one, had to go to her knees, made a little basket catch from her knees for the second out of the inning.
Yeah, she had a good read on that one, came running in and made the catch. So, and so Kleinfelter now, she has been a menace all night long, three hits and a walk, been on base all four times.
Like seeing her here with the bases empty and two outs, Doug. That's a good spot to see her.
Very much so. And first pitch taken for a ball.
She had that slap move there, like she was going to put one down third. First couple at bats, she just swung away, but these last two, she's got that little slap step there.
And on outside for a ball.
She may not get much to hit here, Doug.
2-0.
Cubs are up. The Brenham Cubs are up on Rutter right now, 7-0 in the bottom of the second.
Wow. Good deal. And that one over to short. Maurer up with it. Throws to first. And beat it out. That was a bang-bang play there.
It certainly was. Doug, it's a bang-bang play, but... She's out. Yep. She's out.
That's what I thought, but the first base umpire, who's hardly giving us any calls all night, said she's safe.
Yeah, and he didn't hesitate on that one. He made that call right away.
And Coach Roberts heading out.
Avery Maurer with a nice throw. I mean, we know Kleinfelter's fast. I mean, she's been running wild all night long.
And Coach Roberts out to talk to the team. Trying to get Baker through one more inning. Just needs one more out. And coming up here, you got Addison Gomez. And Baker, Gomez is 0 for 4 tonight. She's been on base with fielder's choices twice. And also had a ground out and a fly out. And that one taken down low for a ball. It's 1-0.
Really need to get Gomez here. We know we have speed at first base. She's put it on the ground a lot here. Let's field it and throw it.
Yep. 1-0. That one's going to be hit in the air, and Kowiak back in off the wall. And that's going to bring him the tying run with an RBI double for Gomez.
She didn't hit that one on the ground, Doug. She hit that one off the center field, right off the E in Eagles.
And so that makes it 7-7. We're all tied up. And they're going to put her on. And bring up Allie Minnick, the pitcher.
Now batting number 8, Allie Minnick.
She has 3 flyouts on the night and a single in her last at bat.
And pitches inside for a ball. It's 1-0. That one fouled away. One ball and one strike.
Yeah.
And this one sent out to center, and that's going to be caught by Ankoviak.
Good
to retire the side. In the ending, though, they do tie it up with a run on two hits. There were no errors, two left on. We go to the seventh inning, all tied up at seven apiece. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park Street in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Conjura Tile congratulate the Cubettes softball team on a great season and wish them luck during the playoff tournaments. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for making this experience possible for the young people of Brenham High School. Go Cubettes, all the way to state.
I only did it once.
I never thought it could happen to me.
I thought I was protected.
But everyone is doing it.
We were just goofing off.
I was just being social.
All of a sudden, everything got crazy.
I know I was protected.
Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham. They can fix your virus.
And back we go here as we head to the top of the seventh inning. And for the Cubettes, it'll be Kylie Baker, Alden Jackson, Harper Castillo.
Doug, since Minnick has come in from the third, her first batter, if you recall, was bases loaded, every mound, every almost hit a grand slam.
Yeah.
And Sarah maybe lined down to the shortstop. And since then, in the last three innings, she's only faced 10 batters.
Yeah, she has shut the Cubettes down.
Yeah. And I've got five strikeouts in those three innings. So she has really, really shut down the Cubettes. And it looked like that was going to be a grand slam, break the game wide open. Then we had that travesty in the bottom of the fourth with two horrendous calls by the men in blue.
Yep. And so now here we are, all tied up at seven. And that one taken for a ball, 1-0 to Kylie Baker. It'll be Baker followed by Alden Jackson and Harper Castillo in this inning. Outside for a ball, and it's 2-0.
Okay, we're getting a hitter's pitch coming up now.
And that one taken for a ball. 3-0 now.
Well, we need base runners. I'm pretty sure she's taken on this one, Doug.
Yep. Time is called. And are we going to get a pitching change?
I don't think there's any.
No. Oh. And, well, something. I don't know if that's a trainer or what.
Yeah, I think it's an equipment. I think it's her mask. Making an adjustment to her mask, Doug.
Okay.
Here in the top of the seventh, it stands with a 3-0 count on Kylie Baker.
And right now, Cubettes just looking to try to get some base runners. They have not scored since the third inning. And what a difference it made, because after that top of the third, we thought they were going to run away with this
It certainly looked that way again.
And now here we are tied 7-7. So 3-0 count to Baker.
Okay, still not entirely sure what it's about, but it looks like we're getting ready to play some softball again. It's a 3-0 count to Kylie Baker.
And,
oh my God.
Good grief. Strike called on a pitch that was about 6 to 8 inches outside.
and high. I'm not sure and if that was further too. High or further outside.
Yeah.
But it is now 3-1.
And that's ball four.
That's the same pitch, Doug. It's a walk. I'm happy, but that's the same pitch.
Yeah. And as Jax comes up here, I think we're going to get a runner. I think Garcia's going to come back in and run for Baker. Yeah, Kyler Garcia coming in to run for Baker down at first.
It's good to get that first runner on here.
And now let's see if we can get some movement on the base paths. And Alden Jacks the batter. Jacks has been on base all three times, a hit and two walks. He's also scored a couple of runs. Squaring away the bunt, and gets away. And Garcia heads down to second.
Just popped out of the catcher's glove. The first baseman and the third baseman were pinching on that for the bunt by Alden Jacks. But it was way outside the zone. Popped out of the catcher's glove, and Garcia scuttled on down to second.
And so 1-0 count on Jacks.
Now, what do you do? Do you bunt her to third, Doug, or you let her swing away now?
Yeah, it's still try to put it down, and next pitch is a strike 1-1.
Coach Roberts sends in a signal to both Alden Jacks and Garcia at second.
Throws away the bunt and bunts it foul. 1-2. And so now she'll be swinging away.
Boy, she had some dead hands on that. That was just a little bit foul. Would have been easily moved Garcia over to third. Jax with a 1-2 count on her.
And pitch from Minnick, up high, a ball. And it's 2-2.
Big spot for the freshman here, Doug. Runner on second.
And missed, and down on strikes goes Alden Jacks. And that one up high for a ball.
Harper Castillo, I have her with two base hits in her. So she's made good contact tonight, Doug.
Yeah, 2-for-3, a couple of runs scored. And takes the next pitch for a ball. 2-0.
That delivery from Minnick just a little bit low, right over the middle of the plate.
And that one is taken for a ball. It's 3-0. Strike call, it's 3-1.
Castillo taken all the way on that one.
Yeah. That was a good pitch by Minnick. 3-1. And a pie ball four as Minnick slipped him down in the circle.
She went down hard there, Doug.
Oh, yeah, umpire checking to make sure she's okay. Another walk in the inning.
You know, the thing with these 100% artificial surfaces is you can't yep. change your landing spot. It
no.
is what it is.
Yep. And it's a two on now for Landry.
16, Stella Landry.
And Landry squares the wind and punt, pulls the bat back, and takes ball one. Landry 0 for 2, but does have a bases loaded walk. And squares the wind, pulls the bat back, takes ball two, throw down to third, she's safe. And the runners both move up. And so now a hit here by Landry can put the Cubettes back out in front.
Favorable count for Stella, 2-0. I held my breath. That play was closer to third than any play we've seen tonight.
Yeah.
And we got that one called.
And going for the squeeze, pulls the bat back.
Called strike.
And it's 2-1. Yeah, that one fouled back. Fouled down 2-2 on Landry with Leighton Davis scheduled up next.
Late decision by Landry there. Fouled that one off. I think that looked like that was going to be a strike, Doug.
And time is calm. And we're going to step out.
Not entirely sure. The second baseman is deep, though. The first baseman is deep.
Yeah. And strike three calm. And two down now. And it's up to Leighton Davis now to try to get those at least one run home.
That was a nice pitch by Minnick. In a big spot, second out.
Yep. Yeah, that one's called strike one. Davis 0 for 2, but does have a bases loaded walk. We'd love to find a way to get her on. That way, every Mauer can get another at bat here. And she sends it one fly ball, right fielder back. It's overhead! Davis going for 3. And she's out of third, but she does get the 2 runs in. And the Cubs lead it 9-7. As we go to the bottom of the seventh inning, Cubs need 3 outs away to win this area round.
What a drive by Leighton Davis out into right field, over the right fielder's head, digging for third, gets thrown out at third. But as you said, Doug, 2 runs in.
Yep.
Let's go, Cubs.
And we'll be back in 60 seconds with the bottom of the inning after we hear these words from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. BVR Material wishes the Cubettes good luck in the playoffs.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
I see this Davis coming in the pitch now. And Jax is going to second. And I don't know who's in right field. And back we go, and we do have a new pitcher as Cubette's going to Leighton Davis to try to close this one out. Davis just got the big two-run double that brought home the go-ahead runs, and now Brenham just three outs away from ending this series. And this pitching change brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance, insurance you can trust and rely on and for your health, life, car, or home, personal or business. Give them a call at 836-3613. You get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. And Kylie Brown to lead it off.
Kylie Brown.
Big spot here for Davis.
What a big double. Drives in two runs. Get the Cub bats into the lead, 9-7. Now she's coming on to pitch the seventh.
And the first pitch, bounce up there, a ball, 1-0.
God, Doug, this is why we love sports.
Yes.
This is so much fun.
And that one, a pie ball, 2-0, and they may be pitching around Brown. They intentionally walked her last time up. And a 2-0. And umpire, not no call there. It's 3-0. And ball four draws the walk. Third time the Browns walk tonight, and that'll bring up Sam Barnes.
Now then, number 12, Sam Barnes.
Four pitch walk there, Doug. We need Leighton to settle down here, throw some strikes.
Infielders staying up the middle. Hopefully, maybe get a double play ball here. Well, strike called and 0-1. And that one, down low ball, 1-1.
I think we need you to just come after here, throw some fastballs, Doug.
Yeah,
let her beat you.
And in there for a strike. And it's 1-2.
Nice change up there. Right over the middle of the plate.
And pitch down ball in the left field for a base hit. That'll put two on. And it's going to bring up Haley Petrosino.
Nobody hurt. Number 19, Haley Petrosino.
Petrosino 0-for-2, has walked twice and scored a run.
Last at bat, hit a hard line drive. The McKenzie team had made a great play on.
And pitch swung out and missed. 0-1.
Oh, Good pitch there by Leighton Davis. Two runners on, nobody out for the Kingwood Park Panthers.
And outside for a ball, 1-1.
Need to get this first out, though.
Absolutely.
That's a good
pitch. Call, 1-2.
That would look like a curveball to me. Took some speed off. Yeah. That was an outstanding pitch. Took the count to 1-2. Here on Petrosino.
Two on, nobody out here in the bottom of the seventh. Time called. Petrosino wanting to step out. That's why the miss got her on strikes, but got away, and so the runners are going to be safe, and bases are loaded. Oh, she is out at first. They're letting her stay there, though.
Should be the bases occupied.
Bases occupied. Yeah, that's right. The bases are. Are you kidding me? You really have to have a conference on this? The base was occupied. She's out. Are they going to?
Here comes a conference. Here comes a third guy.
It's like, where do they find these guys? This is the worst. I've been doing this 26 years now. This is the worst umpiring job I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, there they got
finally
it right.
Got it right. That's out number one, but the runners did move up, and so Brown is over to third base, and Barnes, who represents the tying run, is at second base.
Okay, you can get an out and allow a run to score here, Doug. Makes it a 9-8 game if that happens.
Yeah, they can let one, they just can't let two score here. And so Heineman batting here. And pitches a ball, 1-0.
Cubs still lead this 9-7. One out here in the bottom of the seventh.
And that one is a strike call, 1-1. And that one sent a high fly ball back off the fence. That's going to score two. And it's a two-run triple for Hadley Heineman, and we're tied up 9-9. And that'll bring up Lexi Barbotten.
Ties it up 9-9, one out, runner on third. Barbotten 1-for-4. That was close to ending it there, though. That was close to a home run.
And pitch swung on and missed. And it's 0-1. And this one back. Go home, man. Got her.
It wasn't
even on the line. It was like She, like they were saying, she wasn't even anywhere near the plate.
Was that hit back? That was hit back to the pitcher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hit back to Baker. Baker threw it on the Landry. She's out.
So we've got two outs. Runner on first.
And if it stands.
If it doesn't, we're going home.
And they're gonna
conference again. So Stella Landry,
you can hear the audible groans from the crowd here.
So Stella Landry again made a great play. The runner from third was stopped short of the plate, tagged out.
Mm-hmm. They overturned this. It's over.
So let's talk about it. We're assuming this isn't going to be overturned. We've got Kleinfelder up then with a runner on first with two out.
There we go. It is an out. It's a two down.
Yeah. So we got Kleinfelder up here, Doug, who's had a good night.
Number three, Ava Kleinfelder.
But there's no longer a runner on third.
And Coach Gregory still finally said her piece. And 9-9. Now the Cubs' best hope is getting out here and send it to extra innings. Cubs would have the top of the order due up in the eighth. And the pitch from Davis. Outside for a ball. It's 1-0. And that one down the line, fair ball. She's going to come all the way around, and that is going to be the ball on it. And Kingwood Park, with the help of the umpires, has stolen this one from the Cubs. 10-9, the final score here. And so we got to come back here tomorrow and do it all over again tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. and 9:30 pregame. Coach Roberts.
I don't know what you say about that game.
Yeah.
They tagged her at third. And they're saying, so Katie Roberts is saying, we tagged her at third before the run scored. Because Kleinfelder has some wheels, and she never made it to third.
That's true. I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, so she tagged.
Not that they're actually going to overturn it.
No, but Mackenzie Tiemann tagged her and is saying she tagged her before the runner made it home. But that looks like that's the ball.
And that's it. So we will have a game tomorrow. And right now is time for the postgame show, and we'll send you back to the studios, and we'll start the postgame after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woods & Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woods & Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailmastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
And back we go here, and once again, your final score. The Kingwood Park Lady Panthers win it 10-9 over the Cubettes, coming from behind. And really, the story of the game, and you hate to see when this happens, Michael, is when the umpires become the story of the game. That's never a good thing.
It isn't, and I wouldn't want to be a high school umpire in Texas for all the tea in China. And you want to give them the benefit of the doubt. But they were out of position all night.
Yeah.
And instead of being in the right position and making the right call, they were out of position and then had to guess.
Yeah. And were wrong on way more than they were right.
That's right. So that is so unfortunate. But here's, you know, the Cubettes can hit these people. So, you know, Kleinfelder is a good ball player. You got to give her credit. She had that that drive to put in the winning run, which is a one hopper off the wall. But that was just, Doug, it should be over. It was over.
Yeah.
It was 7-2, in control. But we fought back also.
Yeah.
Leighton Davis with a huge drive.
Yeah.
Fight back.
Yeah.
To get it to 9-9. But this is a tough one. This is a bitter pill.
Yeah. And so they'll have to come back out and do it again tomorrow. Meanwhile, let's go ahead and take another break and be back after we hear two more minutes. Let's hear two more minutes from our sponsors.
Cattleman Supply is your headquarters for Nutrina feed, seeds, fertilizers, and weed killer. Whether you want bulk or liquid fertilizer or a liquid fertilizer with weed killer combination, Cattleman Supply can equip you to get the job done in a simple once-over application. Cattlemen and farmers in the Washington County area rely on Cattleman Supply, Highway 105 in Brenham. The Schwartz family at Cattleman Supply on Highway 105 takes this opportunity to salute the Brenham High School Cubettes softball team and their coaches and wishes them good luck in the playoffs.
You know you want those Wingstop boneless wings. With the boneless meal deal from Wingstop, you get 20 boneless wings in 4 delicious flavors and a large order of hand-cut fries for just $16.99. What are you waiting for? More wings, more flavor, more bang for your buck. The boneless meal deal from Wingstop. Order now from Wingstop.com. Valid at participating locations for a limited time on orders for pickup or delivery placed via Wingstop.com or the Wingstop app. Prices may vary by location. Does not include applicable fees, surcharges, taxes, or gratuities. Valid while supplies last.
Washington Animal Clinic is proud to support the Brenham Cubettes during their exciting playoff season. They believe in investing in the future of Washington County and are especially proud of these outstanding young women. For expert veterinary care and surgery for both large and small animals, trust the team at Washington Animal Clinic. They're here to help keep your pets and livestock healthy and thriving. Visit them at 2100 Highway 36 North or call to schedule your appointment today.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the Brenham Cubettes softball team on a successful season. Seidel Schrader has been providing quality tax accounting, consulting, and auditing services to the Brazos Valley area since 1967. Their financial leadership continues as they have once again been named a top firm in the Southwest region by Accounting Today. The firm strives to serve and elevate its communities, clients, and team. Please join Seidel Schrader in supporting the Brenham Cubettes softball team during their playoffs.
Yeah. All the calls went their way.
Yeah.
But I just, it was very poor officiating. Very poor. But I just told the kids, all we can do is play this game hard. And if it doesn't go your way, it doesn't go to your way. But we got to be good athletes and do the best that we can when we're on the field.
Yeah, and got it off to a...
Can I ask her a question?
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead, Michael.
Katie, can I ask you a question? Because the fly ball to Sarah Mabee, where she threw the runner at third, I mean, to Doug and I, that runner was out by a step and a half. I mean, it wasn't close. So what did they tell you?
She was safe. They said she was safe. So, I mean, there's certain things. I don't know. I felt like a lot of umpires were making decisions at certain bases that wasn't their call.
Yeah.
I mean, we play all year with two, and then all of a sudden we get one more umpire, and they don't know where they're supposed to be or who's supposed to be looking at what. I mean, I'm very disappointed in the whole in all of it. So we just got to show some grit. Our kids are hurting.
Yeah.
And I told them they just got to go out and play for our community tomorrow, and we're going to do the best we can. We're all tired. We're all, so we're going to try to come fight in the morning.
And we'll be here right here with you, and have a safe trip back, and we will see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, Coach Candy Roberts joining us here on the postgame. Back with more after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank with Texas Farm Credit in Brenham. If you're thinking about buying property or even a new home, our team at Texas Farm Credit can help you finance it. Texas Farm Credit is an agricultural lending cooperative that's been helping Texans grow for more than 100 years. We share our earnings with our members through our cashback patronage program. The more we earn, the more we return. Let us tailor a financing package just for you. We offer competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Come see us at 1301 Highway 290 East or online at texasfarmcredit.com/Brenham.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman & Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Apple Ford would like to give a huge shout-out to the girls of the Diamond. The Brenham Cavets softball team, one of Texas's best high school softball programs. You can stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that'll knock your expectations out of the park. Go in today or shop online 24/7 at appleford.com. Apple Ford on Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Well, head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Cubettes on a winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
And back we go here, and we continue now with our post-game show, and time now to name our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game, and I think we got to go with on the last hit there by Leighton Davis, that big one to drive in those two go-ahead runs in the top of the seventh inning there.
I think so too, Doug. That brought in two runs, tied the game back up at nine, and she really drove the ball well. Avery Myers, if it was another foot, would have been a grand slam. That would have been an easy call. But I think for tonight, I think it's Leighton Davis.
And Leighton Davis with our Hyundai at Brenham drive of the game. Drive off in a new Hyundai today. Hyundai at Brenham offers a fantastic selection of electric and hybrid vehicles, flexible financing options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Whether you're in the market for a sedan or SUV, they've got something for you. Their dedicated team is there to assist you every step of the way, ensuring that you find the perfect vehicle to suit your needs. Come visit them at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham and see why they're the preferred choice for drivers in the community. And when we come back, we'll name our John Breeden Star of the Game after we hear again from our sponsors.
You need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home. Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
Good luck to the Brenham Cubettes softball team in playoffs.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Thielemann Construction and Stegen Thielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Thielemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Thielemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
And back we go here. And now it's time to name our John Reedon star of the game. And... well, this could go a number of ways. Michael, what do you think?
So we had Mackenzie Tienen with a couple hits, Harper Castillo with a couple hits, the long sacrifice fly by Avery Maurer. Of course, we already talked about the drive of the game by Leighton Davis. But I think for me, Doug, it's Heidi Busco.
Mm-hmm.
She came in. She hasn't pitched much this year. She came in. She threw well. So win the game tomorrow. We know we've got three pitchers for the area round. So for me,
yeah,
I think she did a great job.
Absolutely, and I agree with that. And we'll go Heidi Busker for the star of the game. Star of the game sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South Day Street in Brenham for good State Farm Good Neighbor Service Insurance you can trust. And we'll be back with the final wrap-up after we hear these words from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Kroger stores and select Dollar General stores.
Books and Blanket is a program of the local nonprofit United Way of the Brazos Valley. The goal of the program is to promote early literacy and provide access to books to children in need in our region. Books and a Blanket will be hosting a book drive Saturday, October 19th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. in collaboration with the Household Hazardous Waste Selection Event at the University Services Building in College Station. Next to Veterans Park, you can donate new or gently used children's books along with monetary donations while visiting this Rain or Shine collection event. Please visit TwinOaksHHW.com for event details.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
Any way you want it, it's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
And back we go here one final time. Doug Brown and Michael Groves with you here from Cy Falls High School. And... well, not quite the ending we wanted. It started off looking good tonight, but unfortunately didn't end up on a positive note for the Cubettes. But I did have fun tonight.
Yeah, it really is just a shame for the girls, the coaches who work so hard, for the Brenham fans who travel down here. It's an exciting game.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to do it again tomorrow.
Yep, and that'll be a 9:30 pregame right here on KWHI, and then a 10 o'clock first pitch. And so hope you'll join us for that. In the meantime, I want to thank Sandy back at the studios for her great job on the boards. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And a thank you to our sponsors who, of course, make our broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
Play ball!
Tonight's game was made possible by A Freedom Bail Bonds, Whitson Lumber Company, HEB in Brenham, John Frieden with State Farm, BBR Materials, Performance Health and Wellness, TNA Services, Bluebell Creamery, Seidel Schroeder, Brenham Collision Center, Hyundai of Brenham, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Washington Animal Clinic, Leroy Schrader Contracting, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Glenn College, Tegler Toyota, Wellman Insurance Agency, Computer Helpers, J&A Roofing, Nathan's Barbecue, Tielemann General Contracting, Apple Ford, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, Bilski Waterwell Services, Brenham National Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Cattleman Supply, Call Your Construction, Conjura Tile, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, Dominant Associates, J&J Packing, Wingstop, Sendero Arbor Cares, Citizen State Bank, and Hody Real Estate. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.